Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. New York's LaGuardia Airport is closed after an Air Canada Express jet, it had just landed from Montreal, collided with a fire truck on a runway late last night. Two people were killed. In the moments before the crash, air traffic controllers are heard frantically trying to avert catastrophe.
Stop, 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 truck one, stop, stop, stop. Stop, truck one, stop. Stop, truck one, stop.
But it was too late. The audio from liveatc.net and those of the plane was crushed. 72 passengers on board, along with four crew members. Dozens of people were reportedly injured. The National Transportation Safety Board among the agencies investigating. At President Trump's direction, ICE agents to be deployed today at airports around the country. In a social media post last night, the president writes, the ICE personnel will help our wonderful TSA agents who have stayed on the job. This comes amid the TSA funding impasse in Congress. Iran is threatening to start hitting Gulf power plants and mine crucial waters as Israel launches new attacks. The war in the Middle East grinds on.
Israel's military says it launched a wide-scale wave of strikes targeting what it called Iranian terror regime infrastructure in Tehran. The security guard was killed in the south of the country after a broadcasting station associated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps was struck, according to Iranian media. Iran is still able to hit back. The United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia are reporting more missile and drone attacks.
The BBC's James Waterhouse in Jerusalem. The Supreme Court is taking up a case from Mississippi over whether states can count mail-in ballots that arrive late. The outcome of the case being argued today could affect voters in 14 states as well as the District of Columbia. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 333 points. NASDAQ futures are off 228 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad. Real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Some light rain coming into the area now from the north and west, and already some areas the roadways are wet. We can see the spray from the vehicle, so we're going to have to factor that in for the early morning ride. We've had a wreck on the Capitol Beltway in the last 30 minutes. It's now on the shoulder, but a quick backup already in Montgomery County. It's on the shoulder, outer loop, Capitol Beltway at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking some showers rolling through for your Monday morning. Heading to the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but windy conditions and cooler temps. Much colder on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
57 degrees in White Marsh and 55 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland's U.S. senators say Republicans in Congress must stop blocking Democrats' attempts to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Chris Van Hollen says the government could fully fund the TSA, FEMA, the Coast Guard, and other DHS agencies, but Republicans keep blocking those efforts because they want a blank check for ICE and CPB. Angela Alsobrook says the TSA, FEMA, and other agencies aren't getting paid because Republicans have refused to fund them. Full stop. Alsobrook says Democrats have made multiple attempts to approve funding and Republicans have rejected them every single time. And Fox 45 reports that two boys, age 12 and 13 were robbed of their bikes, cell phones, and cash Friday at the corner of Warwick Avenue and North Avenue in West Baltimore, police said. Officers responded after a report of several juveniles being robbed of their bikes a few minutes ago. Police then chased three juvenile suspects who took off on the stolen bikes but didn't get far. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 973, the pick four, 0909. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
If you're ready to move more this season, walk farther, exercise stronger, stay motivated for spring activities, but your stamina isn't keeping up, listen closely. Rescue Orasine is formulated to help you feel energized and stay active without caffeine jitters. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code MYENERGY. Your body runs on ATP, the natural energy that powers every muscle, every step. But as we age, ATP production slows down along with endurance and recovery. Rescue Orasine features research-backed ingredients that support ATP production at the cellular level, helping you power through workouts, get outside more, and stay consistent with your fitness goals. Just go to res-q.com and use the code MYENERGY to buy one bottle of Orasine and get one free. Or call a product consultant today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait to spring forward with lasting energy. Shop Orasine at res-q.com. Use the code MYENERGY today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. 52 teams gone, 16 remain as the NCAA men's basketball tournament reaches the Sweet 16. All the top seeds advance, except for one.
And here we go. 8.9 to play. Sturts with the catch. Sturts, bounce pass to the corner. Fulgaris for three. Yeah!
Kyle McCarthy had the call on CBS. Alvaro Fogaras, a corner three with 3.9 seconds to play, sends number 9 seed Iowa over number 1 Florida, 73-72. It happened in Tampa and on to the Sweet 16. It's Iowa's first appearance in the round of 16 in 27 years. Nice power display by the Birds yesterday at Camden Yards in their penultimate exhibition game against the Nats.
Goodwood by Jackson. Deep center field. Jeremiah Jackson helps his case to make the opening day roster with an opposite field Weaver.
Kevin Brown and the familiar voice of Hall of Famer Jim Palmer, if we had played it for another couple seconds, with the call on Masson. Jackson's three-run eighth-inning blast, the capper to a three-homer afternoon at the old Ballyard. Birds take the front end of a home-and-home with the Nats. 8-1 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's 1,000 and counting for Alex Ovechkin and disappointment for Dean Kramer. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Hello, it is Monday, March 23rd, 2026. I'm Sean Casey, and coming up in this hour, more juvenile crime exploding in Baltimore. This time, an 11-year-old arrested for stealing bicycles. This coming after a 10-year-old was arrested last week, and some of them actually wearing ankle monitors. I know that shocked you,
But we'll report on it a little bit later on.
It's like a regular fashion accessory now.
It is. President Trump, they're probably putting their own little, maybe Nike will put some swoops on it or something. How about that?
Nike would be the one to do that.
President Trump to use ICE agents starting today to assist the TSA at airports, and the Democrats pushing back on that, as you might imagine. But our top story here today is the Maryland Republicans are floating an idea for a gas tax holiday. They, of course, recognizing what all of us do right now, that the prices at the pump have, averaging around somewhere around $3.75 a gallon or more. Depends upon what grade you get. And this during the amid the war with Iran, soaring prices at the pump. The state Republicans are making a push for a 30-day gas tax holiday. Here's Senator Justin Reedy.
Our joint Republican caucus is going to be pursuing a 30-day gas tax holiday that would mirror what we did in the winter of 2022, when the General Assembly, in a bipartisan way, and Governor Hogan signed a 30-day gas tax holiday.
Delegate Jesse Pippey says this is a real solution.
So what you just heard is a real solution. A real solution that can save Marylanders money immediately.
And, of course, the other Republicans, including Reedy, Leader Buckle over in the House, think that this might be just a temporary salve, if you will, to the high energy prices.
And so there's going to be an opportunity, a coordinated effort, to make sure relief reaches Marylanders as quickly as possible.
I don't think anyone should really be opposed to this. As Justin indicated, we came together and did this before when you had an international situation that roiled some of the oil markets and affected gas prices. It's really the only thing we can do to really impact gas prices in the short term. I don't think it'll cause a massive fiscal hole to the Transportation Trust Fund. I think it's something that can be repaired as long as it's on a short-term basis.
So right now, the tax here on a gallon of gas in the state of Maryland is about 46 cents a gallon, almost half a buck, okay? Republicans are arguing that the short term it could provide meaningful relief at the pump. And yeah, any time prices go down at the pump, it's meaningful relief, but it's a gimmick. It's a temporary measure. I understand why they're doing it. I'm not criticizing that they're doing it. I just think this is a gimmick. I think what you should be doing is pointing out on a regular basis why. Now, in this particular case, this was caused by we don't get any oil from Iran, okay? We just don't. The United States is almost energy independent. We are dominant in the energy market. We can get our own gasoline, our own oil. But the problem is that the way that crude oil is priced is at a market level is global. So anytime there's a global disruption with oil, this time in the Strait of Hormuz and Iran, it's going to cause prices to skyrocket everywhere, including here at home. So that is the problem in a nutshell. And I understand trying to give Marylanders some relief, but I would think they would be better served to point out two things. One, the reason why cost of living is so expensive here in the state of Maryland is because of what Democrats did last General Assembly in imposing a $1.67 billion tax increase, making it difficult for all of us to meet our daily expenses, for retirees to stay in the state, for tech companies to stay here with a 3% tech tax. So that's the kind of thing you need to hammer home, number one. Number two is that these are Democrat green energy agenda policies that have driven the prices up high to begin with. And yes, this is a temporary spike. The oil prices will come back down once the murder mullahs of Iran either surrender or obliterated. More on that coming up a little later on in the show. But I'm just going to throw it out there. Do you support the Maryland Republicans' idea for a 30-day gas tax holiday? For 30 days, okay? So is that, I'm sure a lot of folks go, okay, well, you know, at least it's something. But it's, as I say, it's a political gimmick. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, the king of all traffic is here, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, and the rain has arrived on the Beltway west side, but then looking here at both the Harbor Tunnels, the roadway conditions are still dry, so the rain hasn't gotten yet through downtown and over to the southeast side of the city. But already we see the spray and the heavy traffic on the Beltway moving south from 795 and down through Frederick Road. And it's going to be widespread rain once it gets here. It's going to be here for a little while. Marty, one of our listeners said he went past a fire call. There's some lane blockage, Monroe Street at Lauren Street. That's over on the west side. And there's a local detour in that area, about a block or so to go around it. But right now, traffic's still light there. And within the last 45 minutes or so, had a minor wreck still there on the shoulder, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 29 in Montgomery County, and delays had already gone back beyond the bridge at New Hampshire Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We are looking at scattered showers possible this afternoon, actually early, a little bit later on this morning, early afternoon. Then it could move out of here, bringing some wind and cooler temperatures as spring will return. That was a little temporary summer yesterday, I think. The sun should reappear a little bit later on this afternoon. Tuesday will be even cooler as we get back to more spring-like temperatures here in the area. Right now we're looking at, it's a cloudy to start off the day. 57 in Columbia, 56. Maybe some rain the next hour in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Already there. Indeed. If you're like most people, your March Madness bracket is completely busted.
Shot.
Yeah. My bracket has more names crossed out than the Epstein list. Really, that's how bad it is.
My buddy said he lost in the first round.
Exactly. Tina Fey hosted the debut of the Saturday Night Live UK version, the British version of Saturday Night Live over the weekend.
I never even knew there was
Nor
one.
Nor did I, you know. People are already saying it wasn't as good as Belushi, Aykroyd, and Murray, but that's,
classic. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Those are classics. Tina Fey, not so much.
Nope.
White House is using ICE agents starting today for airport security. That means for some, you illegal aliens, your round trip to Denver may actually be to El Salvador. You can have a margarita with Senator Van Hollen at the airport bar on your way out. Hey, is this new trend in work-life balance called micro-shifting? Professionals are weaving in errands and family time with short, productive bursts at work. Micro-shifting. And, in fact, we do have an example of it here. Chuck, in between reports, can order his groceries, his next meal, and his next barter deal, all in one fell swoop.
That's bizarre, though.
Declare that now as fake news. Totally fake.
You don't conduct any work at all in between your little reports?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Eight other radio stations.
Okay. And that's all part of it.
That's all part of it.
It's all part of the trade.
There's no break for this boy in the morning.
Here we go. It's time to get out the sympathy violin, folks.
Oh, that's nice.
A little tiny one right here.
That's nice. Both of you can play it and then do y'all whatever.
Fiddle this.
Well, yeah, fiddle this is right. Fiddly D.
White House is denying reports Bill Maher is this year's choice for Mark Twain Prize for the American for American humor.
Mark Twain Prize for American humor.
They're saying that is not happening. We're not giving it to him. I think it should go to Kid Rock instead. I'm just saying. You know, Bill Maher, of course. You see, he got embarrassed himself with Anna Paulina Luna over the weekend on Friday night. And he thought she was from Cuba. So he was asking her about, you got Cuban blood, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, no, I'm Mexican. We don't all look the same there, Bill.
Yeah, really.
Are
you profiling, sir?
Royal Caribbean has canceled more than 20 cruises scheduled for the summer, wiping out vacation plans for thousands of passengers.
But why?
Yeah. Maybe they just don't have enough staff. I don't know. They don't give us a reason. But now you have to stay home and get the norovirus on your own.
Right? I'm afraid to go on cruises. I don't want to spend 3 days of what I paid for yakking.
Yak.
Don't talk back.
Don't talk back, indeed. Sad news. Conservative icon Chuck Norris passed away Friday after being hospitalized in Hawaii the previous day. His family is keeping the circumstances private at this time. Chuck was 86 years of age. He was a martial arts star. He was a veteran. And, again, also starred in Walker, Texas Ranger.
Ranger.
You're leaving all right, but you're going to jail.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right.
I hear that when you do a push-up, you're not really pushing yourself up. You're pushing the earth down.
Correct. Because that's where the ranger's gonna be.
In periods of my life, I did drift, but the Lord never drifted from me.
There he is, Chuck Walker. And I remember seeing him in movies with Bruce Lee, those early Bruce Lee movies of the martial arts, and he was really into it. And then, of course, he and his wife really got into the health kick towards the end there, so we don't know why, what caused his passing, but Chuck Norris certainly gave us a lot of great entertainment over the years.
And extreme coolness.
I did see one headline recently. I think it was either Variety Magazine or USA Today. I can't remember which. It said Chuck Norris's career will be overshadowed by his politics.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I don't remember seeing that when Rob Reiner passed away. I never saw that headline, nor did I see any kind of characterization about his politics. See, and this is the reason why, and we'll get to Trump's comments about Robert Mueller a little bit later on, but the left does this repeatedly.
Sure.
And expect us to take it and take the high road.
Pulling their hair out and screaming like a banshee.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it is what it is. And finally, even retirees. Now, what do you think the least favorite day of the week is for retirees?
I can't imagine. I'm not there yet. So.
Well, it's least favorite day for most of us. Work day.
Monday.
Yeah. Monday. You would think retirees wouldn't care, but no, they hate Monday just as much as the rest of us do.
It's a pattern thing you have to get into.
Yeah, I suppose. Maybe it's because everybody else goes back to work and they're just... most favorable month is October, and least favorable day is Monday.
For retirees. So, I'll keep that in mind in a few years.
Yeah, I play golf with guys that are retired. Sometimes they play 5 days a week, and I said, look, I love golf, but I don't want to play 5 days a week.
What is your optimum, 3 days?
Probably two now.
Two, okay.
Two, yeah. Practice, a little practice. 9 holes on Thursday and 18 holes on Saturday.
All right, so a total of 27 holes then. Yeah. For you over the weekend. They should make a movie about that called, wasn't it 27 Dresses? Now we can have 27
Holes.
Starring Chuck Whitaker.
I don't like the sound of that.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
I don't like the sound of that. It makes me sound like a prevert.
Yeah, that was when you were younger.
Yeah. You ain't kidding.
That was before puberty.
Don't.
I'm reverting back to that. Yes, now my voice is going to change again.
All right, well, glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, much better. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 6:21. 21 minutes after the hour. And the best of Casey and Company available each and every day. I want to thank Jeff McDonald for sitting in for us on Friday. Thanks so much to Jeff. Gave us a day off and had a wonderful time with my sons and grandson at the Capitals game Friday night at Capital One Arena, where they did emerge victorious 2-1. Although we did not see the big goal, but... we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Best of Casey & Company, available at WCBM.com. Facebook Rumble pages brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
623, traffic and weather on the threes once again. Here with the update on Monday morning rush hour, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're at the Bay Bridge and looking at three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound. All the lanes are open, and then over at the Severn River Bridge and over towards Ritchie Highway, it doesn't appear that we have any rain there yet, so we're good for that point. Right now, going over towards the ramps at I-97 and then I-97 south at Route 32. It looks like some rain has maybe arrived there now, starting to see a little more of a shine on the roadway. So some areas are getting the rain, still clear at both the tunnels, nothing major there. So far, 95 Russell Street, 395 in good shape. With the rain, already some brake lights on the Beltway west side coming down from 795 towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, some scattered showers possible early this morning and then early afternoon, and should move out of here pretty quickly, maybe some sunshine later on. And today, again, the temperatures are going to drop from the, we had 78 yesterday in our area. Right now, it's going to be a little bit cooler a little bit later on, but already 55 in rain in the next hour in Annapolis, 57 in Ellicott City. Democrats reacting to the Maryland Republicans' idea of a 30-day gas tax holiday. The Senate President, Dollar Bill Ferguson, of course, the default response, blame Trump.
I'm feeling the frustration of a arbitrarily created war that has now driven up energy prices across the globe without a clear mission about what the plan is, what was going to be the preparations for increased costs. This is a direct product of a federal government and a Trump administration that does not think before they act.
So that is orange man bad. We know that's Trump derangement syndrome, of which Dollar Bill Ferguson does suffer from that as well. Maybe he should seek professional counseling and help. But then he starts arguing that, no, we need, and you notice he uses the word investments in this clip, but that means taxes for all of us. They just don't. Look, it's second nature for Democrats to tax anything that moves, and then in some things that don't. And it's also their nature not to repeal any taxes as well.
I'm feeling the frustration of a arbitrarily created war that has now driven up energy prices across the globe without a clear mission about what the plan is, what was going to be the preparations for increased costs. This is a direct product of a federal government and a Trump administration that does not think before they act.
All right, that was the same cut. That's my bad. We'll get to get that other cut here in just a second. Let's get some calls here this morning. Mike in Nottingham. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Sean. Sean, I say leave. No, don't suspend the gas tax. It's nothing. It's not asking much of us to endure higher gas prices for 50 days. The Israelis have had 400 missiles shot at them. Thank God 92% of them have been intercepted. Our men and women in the U.S. Military are in harm's way. I don't think it's much to ask us to, for 50 days, to endure higher gas prices as opposed to having 50 years of intercontinental ballistic missiles, nuclear aimed at our cities in the United States.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I also would say this, and Mike, thanks for your call. Appreciate that, is that, look, you're still in session. The Maryland General Insane Asylum is still in session right now, and if you suspend the gas tax for 30 days, and I think the estimates are it's $100 million, which would cost, they got to find it somewhere else. And I don't know if we want to really challenge the Democrats while in session to find additional $100 million to balance the governor's already overblown budget. But I think that, they could penalize us elsewhere. I understand this is what the Republicans are left to deal with because they just don't have any real power. They're not even an opposition there, party down in Maryland. Mark in Baltimore, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. And by the way, go O's in the opening game, regular season game against Minnesota this coming Thursday afternoon. Here's a question. If the 30-day Republican plan to temporarily eliminate the gas tax goes into effect, what period of time are they talking about? Are they talking about starting in May 1st through May 30th, or what are they talking about a tentative date.
I actually haven't seen the proposal by the Republicans, but I'm assuming here this would be immediate, as soon as it would be signed, to provide immediate relief. It doesn't do us good, you know, a month from now. Maybe the prices will come down on their own by then. So I'm assuming it's immediate, but I'll see if I can get some clarification on that for you as well. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. At 6:29, I want to tell you about a great rescue natural supplement, Orsine. It is going to provide that sustainable all-day energy. I know many of us, you know, they reach for the cup of Joe or energy drinks or whatever when you're feeling you need a little boost in the morning, and then when that mid-afternoon after lunch comes and you get a little tired, people also look for that boost. But you won't need it if you use a rescue Orsine, because it is fuel at the cellular level. This is adenosine triphosphate. It helps. This is what helps your cells function, helps your cells to restore themselves, repair, etc. And it's sustainable. That means it's all day, no artificial stimulation of the sympathetic nervous system, and then the crash that comes afterwards. Use the code MyEnergy. Buy one, get one free today. 1-800-26-ALIVE or order online at res-q.com. 6:30. That's time to get some news headlines once again. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. BWI Marshall is advising travelers to arrive at the airport early due to longer than normal checkpoint wait times. BWI says travelers should arrive 3 hours before their scheduled departure time. Meanwhile, travelers are reacting to President Trump's proposal to install ICE at airports to help with long security lines due to the TSA staffing shortages. One traveler tells WJZ-TV she does not think the move is necessary, and what the government needs to do is get the funding needed to pay TSA agents. The TSA workers could miss their second full paycheck next week unless lawmakers can reach a deal on funding for the Department of Homeland Security. And city police are investigating a weekend murder in Southeast Baltimore. Officers were called to the 700 block of North Port Street at around 4:30 Saturday morning, where they found the victim with a gunshot to the head. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. There's no word yet on a suspect or a motive, and anyone with information is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And Fox 45 reports Baltimore police have arrested a 16-year-old they say is responsible for a string of commercial burglaries that targeted four businesses and involved stolen cars and other property in November of 2025, including a break-in at A&B Auto Body in Southeast Baltimore. One of the incidents involved a crash into a garage door at the body shop. An owner said he reviewed surveillance video after the break-in. And a man was arrested early Sunday after two Maryland state troopers were injured when a Maserati struck a patrol vehicle in PG County, authorities said. Maryland State Police identified the driver as 31-year-old Avery Alexander Bost of Upper Marlboro. He's facing suspected impaired driving and other related traffic charges. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. 23 years in the business, 9 years right here on WCBM with your guarantees and results. Friends, when you plan to sell your home, choose the one I trust, Vinny Steele.
Sean, I really appreciate that. This year is going to be very exciting for a lot of reasons. The real estate market is moving quickly, especially for our sellers. In fact, I recently met with a family planning to retire, downsize, and make the most money when they sell later this year. And it was a good move. They called me in advance so we could work on some simple tips to get them top dollar. And they were thrilled with the stress-free plan and certainty they get with my upfront written guarantee. If I can't sell their home, I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame agreeable to them.
So I'll say it again. Choose Vinny Steo. You'll be glad you did. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnieSteo.com.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Very slowing on the BW Parkway, and they have the rain already. So northbound at 197, the pace is already slow. It's moving, but it is backed up southbound. Also now building very quickly through Arundel Mills down to Route 100 and down to Route 32. So we just watch your speed with the rain now continuing through the area. Capitol Beltway was already slow with a wreck early on the shoulder in Montgomery County on the outer loop at Route 29. And now with the rain locally, we're starting to fill in at Hartford Road on the Beltway. The west side is already slow from 795 working its way south down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking some showers rolling through for your Monday morning. Heading to the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but windy conditions and cooler temps. Much colder on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A lot of questions surrounding Colton Cowser as an everyday center fielder for the Birds this season, especially coming off the season he had at the plate a year ago. But yesterday against the Nats was a different story.
Holy smokes, that ball is slugged. Colton Cowser demolishes the ball to the back of the flag court. Well, it's not opening day yet, but bottle that thing up.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, a 455-foot bomb from the milkman. Yeah, it's still spring training, but yeah, it's nice to see. As the Birds club three home runs and get 5 1/3 of shutout ball from Kyle Bradish. 8-1 yesterday, the final over the Nats. But the big news in these parts, as Mike Elias tells us, is the demotion of Dean Kramer to AAA.
It's important to us that we keep our starters lengthened out, up and running, and prepared to start because we've got a very long season ahead of us. And I'm positive that we're going to need more than five. So this was the maneuver that we landed on after.
Kramer had spent the last four seasons in Baltimore winning 40 games for the Birds. Not spectacular, but certainly reliable. Manager Albernez saying Kramer took it like a pro.
It's all tough. Like, every time you have these conversations with the players, it's tough. In Dean's case, absolutely. Dean hit it like a pro.
Final exhibition game today in D.C. Nats and O's at 105 with Shane Boz taking the ball for Baltimore. Notable moments from the weekend's NCAA basketball tournament include a buzzer beater for the Johnnies.
Going to be Darling. He's got to go.
Kevin Harlan had the call on CBS. Dylan Darling hadn't scored all game until the final buzzer, sending St. John's to the Sweet 16, 67-65 over Kansas. And just desserts for Kevin Willard. How about this? As far as Maryland basketball fans are concerned, Willard's Villanova Wildcats get bounced in the first round by Utah State. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride, or however that saying goes. Meanwhile, Maryland women's basketball season is over in the NCAA second round, missing 14 free throws in an 8-point loss to Carolina. 74-66 the final, finishing the season 24-9. And finally, on the ice yesterday in D.C., Caps playoff chances dealt another blow by the Avalanche, but the D.C. crowd saw a milestone for Alex Ovechkin.
McMichael for Hudson. Good look, Strome. And Ovechkin fires! He scores! Alex Ovechkin on the power play. 1,000 goals combined.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental, 1K for the Grade 8, but Colorado would take it in overtime. 3-2 was the final. The time now is 6:37. When we return, how you feeling about the Orioles?
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking into diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Kenny Michaels right here on 680 WCBM at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Kenny is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Listen for Kenny's insights in The Gold Show every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
First of all, the story you told me about three generations of Casey's going to the hockey game on Friday night. That is just a great moment.
It was a great moment. In fact, that and my grandson Brooks, he really enjoyed the first period. He was really into it, you know, and the seats were great, and you could see everything. We were behind the Caps goal where they shoot twice, and he was really engaged. And then you could see, and you know, second period started to get a little, and this is bedtime, you know.
Exactly.
And so, yeah. But by the third period, he had came back after eating a soft pretzel, and he just he conked out right on my oldest son's shoulder and slept through the goal horn on the empty netter at the very end. I think it's blaring out there. I looked over to see if never didn't flinch.
$15 for a soft pretzel?
It wasn't quite that bad.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's great. No, it was a great time, and it was a great game. Caps won. I was weird they didn't do anything for Jack Hughes.
Nothing.
No recognition.
No pregame recognition.
No pregame recognition.
Really?
No announcement. nothing.
But the crowd gave him a hand when he came on the ice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
But, you know, it was kind of weird.
Okay.
But, yeah, all in all, that was a great night.
Well, you brought up an interesting point, and we have some audio. We'll play it later. You know, with the demotion of Dean Kramer. I mean, Dean Kramer has been an Oriole for 4 years.
Yeah.
He's won 40 games, and they demoted him. So your comment was they must have a pretty good pitching staff to demote a guy like Dean Kramer. And you know what the answer is? Maybe they actually do. Maybe they actually have a potential ace with Trevor Rogers / Kyle Bradish. We know what Chris Bassett can do.
Right.
If Shane Boz can do what the potential says he can do, and Zach Eflin is healthy, this staff could be a good staff.
And if they continue to hit the way they are capable of hitting.
So on that note, it's interesting you say that, because MLB.com ranked the top 10 best lineups in Major League Baseball. Dodgers and Yankees are number 1 and 2. Blue Jays happen to be number 4. Orioles are 7th.
Okay.
So 3 of the top 7 are in the American League East, number 1, and the Orioles are top 10. And I think that lineup is a powerful lineup.
Well, the addition of Pete Alonso obviously is going to drive that one.
And let's not forget Taylor Ward was a 30-home run hitter.
Yeah, right.
So this, I'm getting excited. You know, spring training is good.
I know.
But
opening
now day, starting to get excited.
There's every visit winner on opening day.
There you go.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Mike is in Govan's, wants to react to the gas tax holiday proposal. Mike, good morning.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. You know, it's rare that I get a chance to agree with your listeners or your folks that call in, but nor you or the Chuck Man. But the gentleman that called a little while ago, also named Mike, hit it right on the head. You know, your token liberal here agrees with you and the ability for us to suck it up for a little bit in order to help Israel. We can have no better partner than Israel in that area. And, you know, do I like the added expense? No, but, you know, suck it up for a little while, support those that would support you, and, you know, good day to you guys.
All right, Mike. Well said. Thanks. Thanks for that call and the sentiment. So there you have it. We're liberals and conservatives now in agreement, at least for the first part of the show here, that the gas tax holiday. Look, I agree with Maryland Republicans. Get rid of the Empower charge. Yeah, you know, pull us out of Reggie. All that is good stuff. I think their energy policy has been really good. This is just a gimmick to me, and I think that it's not just for Israel. Israel is an important ally, but what about the 1,000 Americans who have been murdered over the last 47 years? No single president has ever responded to any of that. And so, in fact, as I said, Reagan, it was one of his greatest mistakes. 241 Marines died in Beirut due to an Iranian proxy truck bomb. And so, there sometimes, as President Trump has said, a little short-term pain for long-term gain. And I think most of us understand that. And I think oil prices will come down once the murder mullahs have surrendered. The president also delivered an ultimatum over the weekend to Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. As you know, there's a partial government shutdown at DHS. They refuse to fund DHS because of ICE. ICE is already fully funded all the way through 28. So that's just a joke. And this is incredible to me. And Democrats are admitting, I'll get the quote here in just a second, that their intent is to cause pain for the American people. The Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, talking about already record amounts of TSA agents are calling out sick and quitting.
As an American, I don't know why they're taking this position. Negotiate with Republicans, but at the same time, don't inflict pain on the American people. Yeah.
Chuck Schumer had a little bit of a slip of the tongue on Friday when he was talking about funding DHS.
But that's an ongoing process. They're meeting today again. But we must fund TSA now.
Yeah, you must fund all of it. See, it's ICE is already funded separately in the One Big Beautiful Bill. TSA, FEMA, Coast Guard, and other federal agencies, Secret Service, under the tutelage and supervision of DHS. None of them are getting paid. Now they've missed their second paycheck, and that's what's causing over 400 TSA officers to quit. $2.5 billion loss. The airports, I don't know if you've seen the lines The airports are in chaos as Americans are paying the price for Democrats' political games. We'll hear from Tom Holman coming up in just a second. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes once again with the update. Here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There is some slowing going into both the harbor tunnels now. They're reacting to the rain, and we're starting to back up a little bit. Not bad. I-95 is still south of O'Donnell Street. 895 is right around the same area at O'Donnell Street, but we can see now that the pace is beginning to slow going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. The camera on the south end at Key Highway showing that the traffic is coming out. But just enough rain to make things interesting. The big junction is still clear. The exit ramp from 95 onto Russell Street there at Camden Yards. That ramp, it's a very long ramp, and it's slow on that ramp. But everybody else is okay. JFX, as always, watch your speed anywhere between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. You know how the expressway gets when we get a little bit of rain. We're slowing on the Parkville side already, and we're solid 795 to Frederick Road down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, maybe some scattered showers possible this morning, early afternoon, and clearing out a little bit later on. It will bring in some wind and cooler temperatures. The sun should come back out a little bit later on this afternoon. Tuesday will even be cooler, but we had a beautiful day yesterday. It was absolutely gorgeous. Right now, 56 in Pikesville, and with some light rain in the next hour, and 55 in Reisterstown. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
It's just a vile creature.
Taco Bell's testing the new Crispalupa with a fried cheesy shell.
Fried cheesy shell?
That sounds like one of Chuck's.
I was going to say, it sounds.
I think a fried cheesy shell shot might be a good
what
one.
Was that? What was it called? Chris what?
A Crispalupa. You know, what that other one, I can't remember what it's called now.
The chalupa.
Yeah, the chalupa. So I guess it's a crispy chalupa.
Okay.
All right, Crispalupa. That's what it is. All right, $4.49 at your participating Taco Bell. But you get the fried cheesy shell with it.
Well, that makes it all worth it.
Costco, CEO promises that its price of hot dogs will never change. $1.50 for your hot dog and a soda combo.
That's wiener value.
That is. And if anybody knows wiener value, it's you, Maggie.
I'm just saying.
I saw a billboard on Hartford Road that said that. Right up around the Hartford County line.
That's still there?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I thought it's old
and worn, but it's all right.
I think she's the one that spray painted it up there. All right, and a woman is going viral for her testimony before the Minnesota House of Representatives, where legislators are considering grandparents' happy hour in assisted living homes.
I like it.
I love it.
The bill would allow group homes to serve booze. Here's Anita LeBrun.
My friends and I love happy hour, just like many of you do, I am sure. Just because we are older and live in an assisted living doesn't mean that we should have fewer freedoms than anyone else. Allowing our facility to coordinate this happy hour affords us and our families the peace of mind that we can enjoy life but not be out slipping on the ice to stop and get our box of wine. This amendment is simply putting into law what many people assume is already allowed. Happy hour at the place where we call home.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
I do, too.
I mean, I just found a place for Kurt.
I was going to say that, in many cases, you look at what's going on in the villages right now. That is... That's a wild party at the villages. I don't know if you've ever been.
I hate to tell you as well.
I've got a sister-in-law who lives in there, and she is just,
I've heard things about it.
A party, folks. It is an absolute party. And good for them. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, have fun, of course. I mean, that's what life's about.
You should be responsible while doing it, but because there's some crazy stuff that goes on in the villages.
We should send Chuck in undercover. Is that a Florida thing? Yeah, we can get Chuck to do live on the spot without frightening too many people.
Well, not much of anything he does is live on the spot.
I have clients in that area.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, do you go in and make sales calls in there, business calls?
Yeah. Well,
house calls?
I have lunch at the clubhouse at the villages. There are many. I've had lunch there. Yeah. I play golf there.
Okay. And
it's
can
a
you
very nice place.
Can you attest to the wild parties that have been going on there?
I've never been invited.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get you an invite to one of those.
I'm not into giraffes and hippos and things like that. You know?
All right.
Wow.
Cards and letters to Chuck Whitaker. Care of Buffet City, Brooksville,
Buffet
Florida.
Just send it to me at the Landings, County Road 466A at the Villages.
All right. See you in a minute. I appreciate it. 648, President Trump's threatening to put ICE agents in place of TSA agents for airport security. And I think it's brilliant. It's brilliant to me. Because you know what you have to give at the airport when you are flying now? You have to give an ID. If you want to fly, you've got to give an ID. That means that you'll be able to tell who gets... Because, you know, the real ID, citizens... get the real ID. The illegal aliens or non-citizens get another one. So that's just it's creating an illegal alien catch net. I think it's a great idea. Tom Holman, the of course, border czar. I hate that term, but for lack of a better one, he was asked, how can ICE agents possibly help TSA agents clear the log jam and these long lines at the airports?
You know, ICE can check identification before people enter the screening area, right? And that we're trying to release TSA resources to get to positions that they really need expertise in, like the X-ray screening. So we're going to be a force multiplier.
Yeah, I agree. And here, a Democrat by the name of Don Beyer, all right, and this is in Politico on Friday, he has admitted that we're making people hurt during the DHS shutdown. Democrats have reportedly voted to block funding, I think 7 or 8 times. On Friday, they once again blocked funding for DHS and TSA. Hundreds of TSA agents have quit their jobs after missing a paycheck. 10% of TSA workers have called in sick after missing their paycheck. American travelers are spending hours upon hours in security check lines, missing flights because Democrats are refusing to fund DHS. And now, of course, we have Representative Don Beyer, Democrat from Virginia. Quote, "It's not forcing any change. In the meantime, we're making people hurt. The long lines... that can't make us more popular. We're on the right side on ICE, but not on the rest." So there's an admission. The Democrat Party is now admitting they are making you hurt. You ought to make them hurt come midterm election time. 651, you're listening to Casey and Company and my good friends Mayor. They're at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Brand new showroom there, of course. 47-year anniversary for the company Town Appliance. And the Owings Mills showroom now expanding to over 70 different brands on display right now. So whether you're in the market for a single appliance or an entire kitchen upgrade, this is where you want to go. For 5-star customer service, competitive pricing, and they actually want you as a customer for life, and they go and prove it each and every day. So go check them out. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number 1. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number 1 tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Some flashing lights here on 95 southbound, right before White Marsh Boulevard. One police car to the left, one to the right. They had a report of some debris in the roadway. Traffic is slowing right there at the scene. The express lanes are not affected, but the straight-through lanes can have a little bit of a backup there as you're coming down from the bridge at Joppa Road. There's going to be a temporary delay as they get this debris off the roadway. With the rain, the delay's now about 15 minutes or so. Let's keep it right at 15 southbound with the heavy traffic now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday morning. Scattered showers possible here early this morning, early afternoon, then moving out, bringing wind and colder temperatures. Sun should come back out a little bit later on this afternoon. Tuesday will be even cooler. And right now we are 49 and cloudy in Ocean City, 55 in Parkville. And still to come, top of the hour, we're going to have President's comments on the death of former FBI Director Robert Mueller, a dirty cop in my opinion, my estimation, and that has caused the left and the deep state and some swampy Republicans to melt down over his comments. I don't think it was the most significant statement he made over the weekend. I'm going to share what I think is, and that's coming up in our MAGA update as well. I'm waiting to hear Katie Miller, Stephen Miller's wife, asking Todd Blanch over DOJ, why no arrests on some of these traitors? And get his response as well. But two boys, ages 12 and 13, robbed of their bikes, cell phones, and cash Friday at the corner of Warwick Avenue and North Avenue in West Baltimore. Officers responded. One of the persons they arrested, an 11-year-old. That's right. They arrested an 11-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 14-year-old in connection with the robbery. All three taken to DJS Friday night. Unclear whether they were back on the streets, but we all know how this story ends. Police activity drew the attention of a nearby resident. Her name is Miss Edna, and she was surprised that it was so close to her home.
Even though they get caught, they still just get a slap on the wrist. And I know you don't just want to throw them in jail because they're babies, they're kids. But you can't allow them to harm you as well. So we got to find out some kind of solution.
Yeah, they're not babies. They're all small children. They are kids. Again, the solution, we know what the solution is, but nobody's willing to impose it. I want you to listen carefully. This is a father in the area, what he said about these juveniles. And I don't know if there was a gun used in this robbery or whether they just strong-armed the people they stole the bikes from. But, again, people get hurt. People get killed in some of this juvenile thug activity.
You don't really want them to ruin the rest of their life because they made a mistake, because they didn't know any better. But at the same time, you need them to understand that, like, you're walking down the path that you won't be able to come back.
Well, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that if they don't know any better? Okay? Isn't that a abject parenting failure? If mommy or daddy, and that is if both are present in the home, aren't instilling some kind of ethical and moral values, you know, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, blah, 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 then who is? So if mommy and daddy, maybe grandmommy and granddaddy aren't doing it, maybe nobody is doing it in the family. Or maybe they're trying to do it and the kids are just being influenced by gang activity or bad influence or whatever the case may be. If the parents and the grandparents fail, then it's up to society to hold them accountable. And that is where the whole system is breaking down. That's where it is failing. And for people like Miss Edna, who live in these neighborhoods, they are living in fear.
They just put fear in people. They're allowed to do that and then be put back right back out on the street once they caught. It's not doing any good.
Yeah. Of course it's not doing any good because, in her words there, there's just no accountability. They get caught doing something illegal, committing a crime. They get temporarily detained. They release back in the custody of the same parents and grandparents who aren't instilling any. And here's the thing. Some of them are wearing ankle monitors already, so they've already been caught. They've already been told, oh, no, you can't do that. That's why you're wearing this contraption on your ankle. And they're still going out committing crimes.
They get caught. They put them right back out here, and they keep doing the same thing. And that's not good. That's not teaching them nothing. But to just do what they want to do when they want to do it, see? And that's not good.
So what is the answer then? What is the answer when parents fail, grandparents fail, society fails because we're not holding them accountable. We think we are. And then we're watching now as every year, I've watched this now for the last 3 or 4 years in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, every stinking year it gets worse. We move in the direction of no accountability. Not more, not some, but zero. And that's what's happening with the Youth Charging Reform Act right now as that is being debated in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Get your thoughts on that. So first hour here, busy on the Maryland gas tax holiday, whether you're for or against that. Republicans floating a 30-day gas tax holiday. What do you think of President Trump putting ICE agents starting today at BWI and elsewhere? And of course, the ongoing problem with juveniles. By the way, Senator Blumenthal out there saying that ICE agents, this is Da-Nang Dick, ICE agents will shoot and kill families at airports. All right, there's a little bit more of the fear-mongering. I'll tell you, wait to hear what President Trump says about the Democrats. That's coming up in our MAG update in just about 15, 20 minutes or so here on Casey & Company. And now you understand what I have been saying for the longest time as well. All right, right now it's time about the best of Casey & Company. As you can catch it each and every day, we have a highlight for you. It's at WCBM.com on our Facebook and on our Rumble pages. And it's brought to you by our good friends at the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Well, the president calls the left and many in the deep state and swamp to melt down over comments he made about dirty cop Robert Mueller's death. So we'll take a look at that controversy and others, including the Maryland Democrats now trying to restrict inspectors general statewide. What are they so afraid of? Why are they trying to cover up? What are they trying to cover up is the big question of the day. It's 7 o'clock on Casey & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Two pilots are dead, at least 39 people injured. A crash last night on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The airport is now closed. An Air Canada regional jet had just landed from Montreal when it slammed into a fire truck on the runway, crushing the plane's nose. The National Transportation Safety Board leading that investigation. ICE agents being posted at airports around the country today. They'll work with those TSA agents who haven't called out sick amid the Homeland Security funding impasse in Congress. Iran is fueling more threats as the war grinds on.
Iran says it will strike power plants across the Middle East if President Donald Trump follows through on his threat to bomb power stations in the Islamic Republic. And Tehran adds it will mine the entire Persian Gulf if invaded. The threat puts at risk both electrical supplies and water in the Gulf Arab states, particularly as the desert nations commingle their power stations with desalination plants, crucial for supplying drinking water. Following the threat, Iran's semi-official Farsi news agency published a list of such facilities, including the UAE's nuclear power plant. Israel launched new attacks on Monday on the Iranian capital, saying it had begun a wide-scale wave of strikes on infrastructure targets in Tehran without immediately elaborating. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A suspected anti-Semitic attack is under investigation by British police.
Someone set vehicles on fire in London Monday morning. Those vehicles belonged to a Jewish ambulance service. Officers responded to a call to an area of London called Golders Green, a neighborhood with a large Jewish population.
And that's correspondent Andrew Stewart. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 312 points. NASDAQ futures 200 points lower, and the S&P futures down 49. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improve my credit score?
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're coming down 995 from Harford County towards White Marsh Boulevard in the left-hand lane, right before White Marsh, there was some debris there. There's a police car there with his lights on. Traffic is still getting by, but kind of staying to the center and the right through that area. Not a backup, and the express lanes are not affected at all. But if you're coming south from Joppa Road, when you get to that area before White Marsh, just kind of hang out over on the center and the right-hand side of the roadway. Light rain through the area, impacting pretty much everything right now. 15, almost up to 20-minute delays now, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking some showers rolling through for your Monday morning. Heading to the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but windy conditions and cooler temps. Much colder on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
52 degrees in Owings Mills and 56 in Pasadena at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Washington County woman is facing arson charges for an alleged attempt to burn down her grandmother's house on Thursday. The state fire marshal's office says 26-year-old Kylie Mills of Hagerstown was reportedly upset because her grandmother would not let her use a vehicle. And she tried to ignite a wicker basket and threw a lit cigarette on the floor of the home on Searfoss Pike. Mills is facing charges that include attempted first-degree arson. And a trial date has been set for the Baltimore police officer charged with second-degree attempted murder. Officer Robert Parks will stand trial beginning on August 18th after a grand jury indicted him for pursuing and trying to hit a man with his patrol vehicle. Parks is also facing charges that include assault, reckless driving, and misconduct. The incident involving Parks was recorded on video that went viral, showing him speeding through a grassy area in Central Park Heights in November and nearly hitting the man. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 973. The pick 4, 0909. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy in as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. When Elise Gunnar Henderson is in the Orioles lineup.
Henderson, a laser to deep center field. Jacob Young will watch it fly, just like he's playing in the World Baseball Classic all over again. Gunnar Henderson goes deep from Team USA to Team Baltimore in a lineup where he will play every day.
Nice little commentary from Kevin Brown. Sure, we'd all agree with that. Gunnar's drive, one of three Orioles homers yesterday, including a three-run shot from Jeremiah Jackson, who's stating his case for the opening day roster. Birds pound the Nats 8-1 at Camden Yards behind Kyle Bradish, the right-hander throwing 5 1/3 of shutout ball in his final tune-up for the season. Now, a couple of injuries to Orioles players late in camp have complicated the O's opening day roster composition the next day or two at least. Dylan Beavers with a right knee discomfort, Heston Kerstad with a right hamstring, he'll have some imaging done today, and Keegan Aiken, an adductor issue muddling the bullpen picture. Three of the four number one seeds in the NCAA tournament advanced. The lone exception happens to be the Florida Gators.
And here we go, 8.9 to play. Sturts with the catch. Sturts bounce pass to the corner. Gulgaris for three. Yeah!
Florida's got no timeouts.
Iowa
Tom McCarthy had the call on CBS. Alvaro Fulgaris, a corner three with 3.9 seconds to play, sends number one seed Iowa over Florida, 73-72, and on to the Sweet 16 for the first time in 27 years. And finally, a week after losing a heartbreaker at the Players' Championship, nice bounce back by Matt Fitzpatrick yesterday, a huge win at the Valspar Championship at Copperhead in St. Pete, Florida. A birdie on 18 puts him one shot in front of David Lipsky, $1.638 million in his pocket. Coming up in 30 minutes, the loser of the day in the NCAA. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrid. Coming up in this hour, here we go again. Maryland Democrats have a bill. They want tampons for Timmy in men's restrooms in some areas. Maryland Democrats also trying to restrict inspectors general statewide. What are they trying to cover up? But our comments now on the president put out a truth on the death of dirty cop Robert Mueller, former FBI director. That has caused the left and some deep staters and swamp GOP to lose their collective minds. And let's read the truth. Robert Mueller just died. Good. I'm glad he's dead. He can no longer hurt innocent people. President Donald J. Trump. Well, that caused... You can tell who was MAGA, not MAGA, and who the swamp creatures are. They came out of the woodwork over the weekend. Some who alleged conservatives. Of course, you knew the Democrats were going to defend Robert Mueller. He was a dirty cop. And let me just tell you something. I interviewed most of the principals that this man hurt. George... Papadopoulos, Carter Page, Michael Caputo, Paul Manafort, General Flynn. This is the guy that threatened Flynn that unless you plead guilty, I'm going after your son. Okay? This is not about his service as a Marine. That was a separate lifetime. That was a lifetime ago. Robert Mueller made choices in his life. They were bad choices. Robert Mueller was one of the most corrupt individuals in U.S. history. He took over the Mueller sham and oversaw a crime spree. His job for the deep state was to remove President Trump from office. He lied and did things unimaginable to reach his goal. Fortunately, President Trump and the American people would have none of it. The dirty cop used the Steele dossier to frame, investigate, harass, and attempt to indict and impeach President Trump. It was all a lie used to destroy the Trump presidency and the lives of many surrounding President Trump. People forget that the subsequent special counsel, John Durham, testified after looking into Mueller's special counsel probe, and I quote, "There is not a single substantive piece of information in the dossier that has ever been corroborated by the FBI or, to my knowledge, anyone else," end of quote. And for this, they tried to ruin people's lives. They bankrupted people. They sent people to jail. They tried to send President Trump and his family to jail. Now, it gets worse. The Clinton exoneration FBI team became the Trump investigation FBI team that was Crossfire Hurricane, which then became the Robert Mueller FBI team. These are the exact same people, plus some additions they made, which then became the J6 investigation FBI team, exact same people, which then became the Jack Smith FBI team with the exact same people. So not only was this one long continuum, but it was also the exact same people. And this all started under Comey. The last three FBI directors, Ray, Comey,
Mueller, dirty as they come. And now Jim Comey's got a... So again, after President Trump, they tried to... They accused him of being a traitor, of betraying his country. They tried to impeach him. They tried to... they did indict him. They tried to jail him for the rest of his natural life. They raided his personal family headquarters. And they, everybody that was a friend of Trump, that were in the Trump world, they tried to take down and harass, intimidate, incarcerate, bankrupt, and ruin. So Robert Mueller, I shed no tears. He served the country at one point, and we can be thankful for that. But he did he wiped out that service with the disservice that he did to this country, trying to undermine and trying to peddle this this soft coup of an American candidate and American president. So I stand behind President Trump's remarks. And I would hope that most others would as well, once they understand the full scope of the damage that Robert Mueller had wrought. 7:13, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I'm just kind of keeping an eye. You know, when it gets rainy, it gets a little damp. The JFX can change pretty quickly here. So far, it's been running okay between Ruxton Road and the city county line. I get more concerned because once you get to Northern Parkway, it goes to the right, then it goes to the left, comes back to the right, all the way down to Druid Park Lake Drive. So the roadway is wet. Pay attention to your speed. They're still working on some debris on 95 southbound around White Marsh Boulevard. They've been crowding the left-hand lane there. A couple of police cars in that area. With the rain, some slowing and backing now at both the Harbor Tunnels. The Beltway is beginning to slow a little more. Green Spring already backed up at Hartford Road. And the west side, the usual spot, 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We got some scattered shower activity in the area maybe early this morning, this afternoon, then moving out, bringing wind and cooler temperatures. And we should see sunshine a little bit later on this afternoon. Tuesday will be even cooler. Right now we got some drizzle and 56 in Dundalk. It is 56 in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, let's. This is just breaking as we speak. I want to make sure we get the accurate quote here from the president regarding this. Hang on just a second. It's just coming. He just posted it on Truth Social. Now I lost it on my phone, but I'll get back to it here in just a second. But anyway, he made an ultimatum over the weekend to Iran. That either they would keep the Strait of Hormuz open, or otherwise he would obliterate all of their power plants, their desalinization plants, etc. And in this particular case, the president now is putting out a Truth Social just moments ago, saying that, I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have the exact quote in front of me, saying that they have had good and productive talks and that they are postponing these strikes that would obliterate said power plants, etc. So I want to make sure you knew that. That is just breaking as we speak, and we'll get the exact quote from his Truth Social post in just a moment. But the president also had some things to say over the weekend about Iran, and he gave a rundown of how the war is going.
I want to begin by just saying we're doing extremely well in Iran. The difference between them and us is they had a navy 2 weeks ago. They have no navy anymore. It's all at the bottom of the sea. 58 ships knocked down in 2 days.
He also said they've hit Iran harder than just about anyone else since World War II.
I don't know if you can possibly get hit harder, but these are thugs and animals and horrible people, but you can't hit anybody harder than we've hit them.
He also said he thought oil prices, even though they're high, he initially thought they'd be much higher.
I thought that oil prices would go much higher when I did this.
All right, so here's the exact quote just 10 minutes ago on Truth Social from the president. I am pleased to report the United States of America and the country of Iran have had, over the last 2 days, very good and productive conversations regarding a complete and total resolution of our hostilities in the Middle East. Based on the tenor and tone of these in-depth, detailed, and constructive conversations, which will continue throughout the week, I've instructed the Department of War to postpone any and all military strikes against power plants and energy infrastructure. He said, an infrastructure for a five-day period subject to the success of the ongoing meetings and discussions. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. So that is at least a sign of perhaps good things to come. Hopefully, Iran has now seen the light, and they are on the precipice of complete and utter disaster. And again, not that I believe them, but we'll see what the president and others have to say about that. On Friday, the president hosted the Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. And I thought it was curious. She got out of the limousine, and she didn't bow. She didn't shake his hand. She gave him a hug. Takaichi really, I think, has an affinity for the president. She went on to say that happy birthday wishes to Barron. I think he turned 21 over the weekend. And that that he looks as handsome as his father. So I don't know if there's a little bit of a crush going on there or not by from Sanae, the Japanese prime minister. But I saw her laugh when she saw the photograph of the auto pen. She cracked up at that. So, but then a Japanese reporter trying to drive a wedge between the Japanese prime minister and President Trump.
Why didn't you tell U.S. allies in Europe and Asia, like Japan, about the war before attacking Iran? So we are very confused about we Japanese citizens.
Well, one thing you don't want to signal too much, you know, when we go in, we went in very hard, and we didn't tell anybody about it because we wanted surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay, why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor?
The look on her face, you should have seen it. Also, Mike Lee, of course, the Save America Act is still twisting and winding in the Senate. And here's what he told Maria Bartiromo yesterday about the current status of the Save America Act.
So our bill does two things in order to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. You've got to register. When you register to vote, you need to prove that you are a citizen. And when you show up to vote, you need to show up with a voter ID. It's not too much to ask, as this is one of our most sacred fundamental rights, and that right will be diluted, distorted, and offset if we allow non-citizens to vote.
All right, and that's the way it is. Day 428 of the Golden Age of America still to come. We have Katie Miller asking Todd Blanche on when the arrest of deep state traitors will happen. But when do you hear what the president said about the Democrats? And that's coming up in just a second. I think his most significant statement of the weekend. And that's the way it is on this 428th day of the new Golden Age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, if you in the market for any kind of appliance, right now I'm looking to do the refrigerator and went in and saw a mayor at Town Appliance last month, and we found out none of the new refrigerators are going to fit in our kitchen because of the cabinet that overhangs where the refrigerator goes. So we have had to make some modifications, and we're close to getting that done. Then I'll be heading back in to pick out our brand-new refrigerator at Town Appliance. So whether you're in the market like we are for a single appliance or maybe an entire kitchen upgrade, this is the place you want to go for a five-star customer service. You won't get service like this at the big box stores or anywhere else. This is the place to go for great customer service, competitive pricing, and because Mayor and Mayor, both guys who run the place, they want you as a customer for life, and they go and prove it each and every day. Right now, celebrating their 47th anniversary sale, and you can find out how you can win a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary. Stop by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business?
WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update now, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so that debris that was 95 southbound before White Marsh has been cleared now. We're back to normal through there once again. We're back looking at both Harvard tunnels. And with the rain, we're backed up on 95 back towards the curve at Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street. 95 is backed up to about, I'm sorry, 895 is backed up to about the Erdman Avenue ramp. 15 to 20-minute delays. Overall, not too bad. Broken down vehicle reported. Not sure if he's in the roadway. Southbound JFX at Cold Spring Lane. And we just got word that some wires are down and Mount Carmel Road may be closed at least temporarily in the area at Gunpowder Road. And Baltimore County was indicating that they may have to close it both east and westbound through that area on Mount Carmel Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk 25 Weather Authority forecast. Got a shower as possible early this morning, this afternoon, then moving out. We'll get some sunshine a little bit later on, but wind and cooler temperatures will follow. Sunshine a little bit later on today. Tomorrow, even cooler. Right now, Middle River is cloudy, 55, 56 in Millersville. So a lot of people think what President Trump said, and again, it's interesting because I'm interested if you agree with the president or if you agree with the left and the deep state over his comments about Robert Mueller. I understand people have often been told not to speak ill of the dead, but, you know, again, Robert Mueller, for some strange, for, I guess, I don't know whether it was money or whether it was power, whether it was prestige, he became an evil man. And so I think it's important when evil men die, it is you point out the evil that they did, the evil that they do. You just don't whitewash it. You don't ignore it. You know, did you speak, well of certain people that go down in history that were, and again, he's going to go down in history when historians write about him, you know, him, that he knew this whole thing was a sham. And this was the Democrats that did this, and he lorded over it. And while he was doing it, he also covered up his tracks as well to make it more difficult for the next person to investigate to catch these traitors. And again, we used to hang traitors in this country. Now we just hang pictures of them. It's just incredible. President Trump took to Truth Social on Sunday to brand the highly incompetent Democrat Party as, wait for it, America's greatest enemy. Following the death of Iran. Quote, now with the death of Iran, the greatest enemy America has is the radical left. Highly incompetent Democrat Party. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. I have been saying this now for quite some time. And this does, you know, this is the radical left. He's talking about the progressive Marxists that have taken over the Democrat Party. Are there good Democrats? Yes. Are there patriotic Democrats? Yes. But you need to get your party back. You need to purge your party of these people that are the enemy within. Okay? The people like Da'Nang Dick, and the people that, opened the borders. We have, another incredible, story that, a law-abiding citizen, a young girl going to Loyola University in Chicago was murdered by an illegal alien put into this country by Joe Biden. So to me, that is the big, I mean, I would think that would have gotten the most attention and publicity over the way. Not the comments about Robert Mueller, okay? Again, the ultimatum that he gave to Iran, which may already be paying off in spades. Or the ICE agents into TSA. Yeah, they're all significant what he's doing. But that comment there, you've just branded and identified the radical left as the greatest enemy America has with the death of Iran. That, to me, is that's an American president identifying an enemy within, a domestic enemy. And I would think that they would have, but sadly, there's been no, I mean, for whatever reason, there's been no reaction whatsoever from either side of the aisle on that. And that just makes me think, are they part and parcel to this whole thing? Are they complicit with it? Stephen Miller's wife, Katie Miller, grilling top Trump advisor, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, on the hot seat during her podcast as to why no arrests of these deep state traitors.
Why haven't we arrested Clapper, Comey, Brennan?
Nervous
so
laugh.
Many traitors to our country. As why haven't we done more to hold people accountable?
I think that well, first of all, I'm not going to talk about any ongoing investigations, and I can't. But I think the Attorney General and myself, Director Patel, are focused on nothing more than accountability.
These are people who waged witch hunts against President Trump for only political purposes. Yet, I'm sure they're all guilty of committing various crimes, which I know you can't comment on, so we'll give you a pass. But don't you agree that we should hold people accountable who do these types of things?
I think there's nothing more important in the Department of Justice than accountability. Yes, I agree
do
with
you
that.
Think-
yeah. Nervous laughter at the beginning of that question. Why? Don't arrest Clapper, Brennan. There are some now also suggesting Obama should be arrested as well. So
I'd like to see that happen.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see, but I just think good for Katie Miller holding these people's feet to the fire. At least somebody's asking the right questions. Want to talk about a good news for Baltimore drivers. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions are teaming up. No matter where you are in the Baltimore Metro, north, south, east, or west, you've got a trusted transmission shop close by. They are not new names, but both have served our community for over 50 years, and boy, they know transmissions, and they'll save you a ton of money as well. And if you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission, and you want to avoid the sticker shock of dealer prices, this is who you call. You'll get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations, and with free area towing and financing, they can help you get through a tough situation because it's expensive to replace, rebuild, or whatever a transmission. Call Glenn Burney, 888-299-0557, or go to gbt-online.com, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700, or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team, serving Baltimore. Tell them I sent you. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that police are investigating after a 58-year-old man was found dead inside a car Sunday morning on South Stricker Street in Baltimore. According to police, officers responded around 9:30 a.m. on March 22nd after an anonymous caller reported an unresponsive man sitting in a Ford Taurus in the 300 block of South Stricker Street. When officers arrived, medics were already on the scene and pronounced the man dead. And Baltimore police are investigating two separate shootings that occurred early Saturday morning, one of which was fatal, officials said. On March 21st, around 3 a.m., officers responded to a nearby hospital after a shooting victim arrived seeking treatment. Once there, officials reported finding a 36-year-old man who had sustained a gunshot wound to his leg. He is listed in stable condition. Preliminary investigation indicated that he was shot at the 3600 block of Hamilton Avenue. And Maryland State Police requested two medevac helicopters following a Sunday crash on Route 50 in Salisbury. The accident happened at the intersection of Route 50 and Whitelow Road, and both of the vehicles involved went down an embankment and one of them overturned. Occupants were trapped in both vehicles and several injuries were reported. Two patients were flown to shock trauma in Baltimore, and the others were injured, taken to Title Health in Salisbury for treatment. A Salisbury man has been sentenced to life in prison with all but 50 years suspended after he was convicted of trying to kill his estranged wife. Last year, Daquan Bratton pleaded guilty to charges of attempted murder and firearm use in a crime of violence for shooting the victim four times in November 2024. Despite the severity of the injuries, the victim survived the attack. Bratton had obtained the ammunition through an illegal straw purchase. Terrence White has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for providing the gun. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Morning backups towards Annapolis are there now. And again, with the rain, it's just slowing the pace right here at I-97 at Route 32. So heads up for that coming down from Benfield after the bridge at 178. We're doing okay. That area between the Bay Bridge, Ritchie Highway, I-97, Roe Boulevard, Parole, everybody there is still in good shape. JFX southbound, report of a broken down vehicle at Cold Spring Lane. There's a car stopped on the shoulder on the northbound side, just above the city-county line with the hood up, and a report some wires are down on Mount Carmel Road at Gunpowder Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking some showers rolling through for your Monday morning. Heading to the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but windy conditions and cooler temps. Much colder on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the O's brought it home yesterday to Camden Yards and said, let the laser show begin.
Good wood by Jackson. Deep center field. Jeremiah Jackson helps his case to make the opening day roster with an opposite field Weaver.
Boy, there's a wow factor to that home run.
Kevin Brown and the familiar voice of Hall of Famer Jim Palmer had the call on Masson. Jackson's three-run eighth-inning blast to capper to a three-homer afternoon at Camden Yards as the Birds power past the Nats. 8-1 was the final. Today, it'll be the final exhibition game of the season as Shane Boss for Baltimore taking on the Nats in D.C. at 1:05. But the big news over the weekend was the demotion of Dean Kramer to AAA. Sean Casey asked the question earlier, is this the best rotation the Orioles have had in a while since they demoted Kramer? The same question was posed to Mike Elias.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We definitely have confidence in these guys. You know, we've made a lot of moves to augment the rotation. So we feel really strong about it. And they also all had good camps by and large. And knock on wood, we'll finish healthy here the next couple of days. So I think with those factors, you can answer yes. I just think it's a rotation that has the potential to carry us to an AL East title and hopefully very deep into the playoffs.
Well, let's hope so. And it all begins Thursday at Camden Yards, the season opener against the Minnesota Twins. Winners in the NCAA tournament over the weekend were three of the four number one seeds and all of the number twos. The lone exception was Florida, knocked off by Iowa 73-72. Now, the biggest loser had to be the Kentucky Wildcats.
And Iowa State is dancing to the Sweet 16.
That call on CBS, the Cyclones handing the Wildcats their worst NCAA loss in 54 years. 82-63 was the final, which brings us to this. UK gave head coach Mark Pope a $22 million roster, and what came out was a disjointed, disappointing mess out in the second round of the NCAAs. Speaking of disappointing, that's what the cap season has turned out to be, but yesterday in D.C., at least the crowd witnessed another milestone for Alex Ovechkin.
McMichael for Hudson. Good look. Strome. And Ovechkin fires. He scores! Alex Ovechkin on the power play. 1,000 goals combined. Regular season and playoffs.
Second player to do it in NHL history, Joe B. had the call, a monumental 1K for the Grade 8, but Colorado would take it in overtime, 3-2 the final. And finally, a tough weekend for the Blast, who played back-to-back and saw their 8-game winning streak snapped in Kansas City Saturday night, 8-5 to the Comets, and then followed by a heartbreaking 10-9 loss yesterday at Milwaukee, a game that saw 9 ties, never more than a goal difference throughout. The Wave, San Diego, and the Blast are all tied for first in the MASL with 40 points. but the Sockers have one game in hand with two to play. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Stephen A. sounding off.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
I think we may have talked about this before. President Trump's proclamation to have the Army-Navy game, the lone sporting event, you know, in that time, televised, et cetera, no competition. I'm going to play you this cut from Stephen A. real quick, and then we'll talk on the other side.
But it's stuff like this from the President of the United States that pisses me off, okay? And he's sticking his nose in places I don't believe the President of the United States should be sticking their nose in.
And I'm not sure I disagree with that, to be honest with you. And I think our conversation was, do you believe in capitalism or not? And what is the president doing telling a major network to what to broadcast, what not to broadcast? I don't quite understand it, to be honest with you.
Well, I think, number one, I think they'd like to preserve this as the preeminent college game of the year, which it is.
And it is the preeminent Army-Navy. Whether or not another football game is broadcast or whatever doesn't take anything away from that.
Let's look at it. This is not statute. This is not law passed by Congress. This is an executive order. And how much teeth it has, I don't know. I think it's more it's symbolic. Is more, I think, than it is. It's not binding.
Okay, I understand
so
that.
I think he just wants to send the message that we need to treat this game, for the importance that it represents.
And I certainly can accept that and respect that. What I think it borders on, though, is kind of like almost pandering. Like, are you pandering to a certain, voting population?
No, I think what you're doing is you are commander-in-chief of our armed forces. And you're pointing out that this game has got much more importance than any other college game that we played during the course of the year, including the College National Football Championship. That's how I believe. I may not believe that. Apparently Stephen A. Smith doesn't believe that. But I understand, they don't want him intervening or interfering in certain areas. But, you can make the same argument for the FCC. And they're talking about political, the way they covered the war in Iran. ABC has been horrific in the way they cover the war. And so you can do it through federal regulatory agencies, or as the president's just doing, I think he's pointing out, this should be the game. And we shouldn't really schedule anything else during that time frame. It should be, and isn't it already pretty much, who else is doing that? Do you know of any...
I don't think there's another college football game up against it, but there are other sporting events, perhaps, up against it. I would have to check.
I'll go back and look at the executive order, what it says exactly. But I understand the concern.
Kind of rubbing me the wrong way, but I understand your point.
All right, that's okay. That's good. It's good for debate.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Who gets access to information for investigations of government agencies remains an unanswered question in Annapolis as lawmakers are mulling a proposal to exempt government watchdogs from the regular Public Information Act. This is the Maryland Public Information Act, or MPIA. This has bipartisan support, introduced in the House and Senate in Maryland, would make sure inspectors general have access to information and documents necessary for investigations. But all of a sudden, this year, there has been attempts to block the inspectors general from getting that information, including by the mayor, Mayor B.S. of Baltimore, and the Mr. Governor, who is not transparent, Governor Tax and Spend More. Isabel Cumming, who's the Baltimore City Inspector General, said it's harder to do their job when they're not getting any cooperation.
It's going to mean is it's going to take us much longer to do our jobs.
Yeah, and we told you last week, based on some of the criminal referrals, maybe that's the reason why Mayor Scott was dragging his feet on this. And Mackenzie Frost, We'll get to her right now. She confronted Dollar Bill Ferguson and whether or not there should be these full exemptions for the IGs.
The inspectors general across the state say the current MPIA restrictions are hindering their abilities to do their investigations. And the current bill in the Senate to ensure that they are exempt from the MPIA is still stuck in rules. Why is that? And do you see it actually dying this year?
We're still working on this issue. We want to make sure that we get this one right. I think a full exemption of MPIA is probably an unlikely result here.
Yeah, well, today's crossover day, so if it doesn't mean it won't, but if it doesn't cross over, get out of the Senate into the House, then chances are that it won't. And that was not sitting well with Inspectors General from Montgomery County, Megan Davey Lamarzi, and Isabel Cumming.
And the bill's not moving is just really, really disappointing.
Yeah, it's a bit shocking that this particular bill is, as they told me, stuck in rules.
Yeah. And so the question is, all they're trying to do is follow the money trail, and that's where the Democrats seem to want to interfere or impede.
Because what they're blocking are the internal records of government that we actually to do our job.
You know, you can't audit finances if you can't see where the money goes.
Yeah. Bingo. All right. We'll hear from Dollar Bill in just a second as Mackenzie Frost is asking him why all of a sudden this has been on the platter for quite some time. So why all of a sudden are we seeing this pushback from the Democrats? It might mean that they're getting closer and closer to pay dirt. We shall see. At 7:43, by the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time. Give us a call. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you can reserve that spot and get to match wits with Chuck and Kristen and Maggie here for some WCBM merchandise. All right, it's good time to get traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I was in the dark for the last 10 minutes.
Is that right? Power outage?
Just went off.
Wow.
The whole radio station just went.
Got to pay those bills, man.
Not me, hon. It's Hernando Broadcasting.
That's right. When's the last time you paid a bill? That's right.
Now, wait a minute. There's no sense in taking personal attacks any further.
You said
that.
Not me when I said it's time to pay those bills.
I've said, well, never mind. See, I know how you are, Mr. Casey. There's some wires down. Too bad they're not around somebody's neck at this point. But Mount Carmel Road at Gunpowder Road, I think what happened was somebody took down a pole at that point, and it was one of the cable lines that went down across Mount Carmel Road. So they're telling me that both sides of the roadway are blocked off. Just the normal stuff here with the rain on the Beltway, Inner Loop at Green Spring, on the Parkville side, and down the west side. And we're stop and go, 15 to 20 minute delays at both the harbor tunnels. And so far, the JFX, no issues, but a broken down vehicle was near the road, southbound JFX at Cold Spring Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We are expecting some scattered showers possible this morning, early this afternoon, and then it'll move out of here. It does bring in some windy and cooler conditions. The sun should come out a little bit later on, but it will be cooler. Tuesday will be cooler as well. Right now, cloudy, 54 in Forest Hill, and it is 55 under cloudy skies in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We got some WCBM merchandise up for grabs today. Matt in Upper Fells Point is our contestant. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
No, I'll go last.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Matt. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Story one, a Republican delegate here in Maryland, Todd Morgan, has introduced a bill to make the flea the state insect. Morgan says that the flea, like most Democrats, are lifelong bloodsuckers. Morgan was booed during his floor speech on Friday. Story two, ever wonder what LGBTQIA2S+, you know what the plus might mean?
I'm frightened, but I do want to know.
In Olympia, Washington, the plus means diverse family relationship structures to anti-bias and housing rules, protecting consensually non-monogamous relationships alongside single-parent, multi-generational, blended, and chosen families, including those that are polyamorous.
Polyamorous?
Yes.
I used to go to school with her.
Yeah. Didn't she used to dance?
Yeah, Polly and Dolly. They were twins.
They were sheep.
Ew.
That's getting weird. I just threw up a little in my mouth.
I'm out for a lamb dinner. 6 martinis and a PCU.
All right. That's why he keeps a bottle of Woolite on the shelf. Story 3. Democrats in the state of Connecticut oppose the Save America Act. They don't support the idea of having to show a photo ID in order to vote. But last week, they passed a law in the state that requires a photo ID to recycle aluminum cans.
Dear God in heaven.
You can't make this stuff up. Story 1. Republican introduces the flea as Maryland state insect because of them being lifelong bloodsuckers. Story number 2. Rainbow Mafia now including the polyamorous in part of their LGBTQIA, whatever. And story 3, Connecticut Democrats oppose the Save America Act, but not showing a photo ID for recycling aluminum cans. All right, Maggie, we'll start with you this morning.
Didn't I go first on Friday?
Okay, well, you did, but...
That was under... Okay.
It was a different host.
Different regime.
I'm going to have to go with number 2. I say fake.
Maggie goes for story number 2. Kristen?
So that one didn't even make sense to me. So I feel like that one's got to be true. And I think the Connecticut story would be true. I'm going to say number 1. I didn't hear that. Although I would think if you call it the flea state, it would be because everybody's fleeing the stew. But thank
good
you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Good.
You've been dipping into Chuck's roll of eggs.
I'm trying. I've been asking. I need something.
All right, Chuck?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with 1.
All right, Chuck goes with 1. Matt?
I'll go with 2.
All right, Matt goes with Maggie on story number 2. Nobody voted for story number 3, the requiring a photo ID to recycle aluminum cans in Connecticut. That is a true story, but they don't want it to vote. Go figure. Story number 1, the flea state is our fake news story of the day.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Matt. Sorry, Maggie.
Sorry,
good job, pal.
Kristen and Chuck, now that they're sharing Rolodex, maybe they're teaming up. That would be a good strategy for you to, Chuck, to team up with Kristen because her record is way above yours.
That's nice.
Well, I'm just pointing out a fact as the moderator of the game.
Let me point out this, Mr. Kristen. That I've had it with you after 57 years. I've had it.
That's it.
I can't take anymore.
All right. Well,
we should do teams on the game. That could make it more interesting.
That could make it. But
we might mess up the average.
We would need to add another player for
then
teams.
We can have some money bet.
Especially four of us.
Right.
We can bet paychecks.
Yes. Well, I might win that. Okay.
Yeah, she's all for that one. All right, Chuck.
Quick update.
Yes, sir.
Report of a bad wreck just coming in. Harford County side of the Conowingo Bridge. So heads up there on Route 1.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. As to why now, Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45's investigative journalist, asking Dollar Bill Ferguson, why all of a sudden this MPIA law's been on the books for, why all of a sudden are we getting this pushback from so many Democrats, from Mayor Scott, from Governor Moore? Why now?
They've had this information for years, and this has never been an issue until recently. So I guess, why is this suddenly a problem? And if the information access is the concern. I mean, in Baltimore City, we saw a data breach with juvenile records, and the city is now asking more agencies to have access to this information. Is that a concern?
I mean, absolutely. I think that's exactly a great example of what we're trying to make sure that we're protecting against. Personal information, health data.
But that hasn't happened with IGs.
Say that again?
The data breach didn't happen with the IG.
That's fine. It's still... Individuals' data has to be protected, and we have a responsibility as policymakers to protect individuals' data for whomever may access it. So, be it in IGs or other agencies, we have to have clear systems in place.
When you give an agency subpoena power, which they do have, inspectors general, it is incumbent upon them. You turn over the records. They, under that subpoena, they can't, let that stuff go out. They have to observe the laws and the confidentiality of these individuals that they're subpoenaing. I mean, but you can't give them subpoena power and then, oh by the way, we're going to take it back in this case or that case or whatever. So either they have the subpoena power or they don't. And it just where's Anthony Brown on this? He's been remarkably silent on that issue for some strange reason. 751, tampons for Timmy, coming up next.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late, what I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a report, as we just said, breaking news that came in, an accident on the south end of the Conowingo Dam on Route 1 on the Harford County side. I'm looking at the overhead shot here right in that area. It looks like traffic is still moving at this point, but we're waiting to get a confirmation. One report said it was blocked both ways, so we're just trying to get an update on that. And if that's the case, that traffic would have to go over and use I-95 as the detour route. Northern Baltimore County wires down, a closure there. Mount Carmel Road is affected at Gunpowder Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Got a showers possible this morning, early this afternoon, then moving out with wind, cooler temperatures on the way in. Eventually, we'll see some sunshine a little bit later on today. Highs will be dropping into the lower 50s. We're already seeing that. We start off at 60 this morning. Right now, 57 and cloudy in the city, 56 in Parkville. Delegate Lauren Erickson came out last week with a statement. This was on Thursday of last week regarding House Bill 457. This is, again, a bill that would require each institution of higher education to provide free of charge menstrual hygiene products in all restrooms by August 1st, 2028. The bill takes effect July 1, 2026, and the bill would impose a mandate on a unit of local government for menstrual hygiene products, meaning things like tampons, in the men's room. Here's Delegate Erickson.
Okay, guys, you are going to love this. You may remember that a few years ago, the Maryland Democrats put forth a bill that was dubbed Condoms for Kitties by the Maryland Freedom Caucus. It made national news, and it was a national embarrassment for the state of Maryland. It was going to allow condom vending machines to go into our preschools and daycares. Condoms for Kitties died, as it should have, because it was a stupid bill from stupid, stupid politicians. So this year, we have another zinger, and we are calling it Tampons for Timmy. And by the title, I'm sure you can guess what it does. It mandates that all of the public restrooms in Maryland provide tampons in the men's restroom. That's right. Timmy will be required to have access to an appropriately sized tampon. I don't know what size is appropriate for Timmy, but he'll definitely have access to it if this stupid bill passes in the state of Maryland. So, welcome to the woke state of Maryland, where not only do infants and toddlers need access to condoms, but men need tampons. I think it's appropriate since our state is full of beta males.
All right, so there you have it. I don't know what appropriate size means either. So will there be tampons for 13-year-old boys in these rooms or for grown adult men? What does that mean, appropriate size? These are all Democrats. These are all insane Democrats. They are Delegate Jessica Feldmark, Delegate Chris Fair, Delegate Dana Jones, Delegate Sheila Ruth, Delegate Nick Allen, Delegate Pam Gazzoni, Delegate Mary Lehman, Delegate Jen Tarasa, Delegate Derek Coley, Delegate Terry Hill, I think she's the lead sponsor, Delegate Julie Polakovich Carr, Delegate Natalie Ziegler, Delegate Elizabeth Embry, Delegate Julian Ivey, and Delegate Kim Ross, mostly females, some men in there. I'm guessing this is due to the explosion of a transgendered biological woman pretending to be males using the men's restrooms. The reason why they need to have the tampons in there. Why is it incumbent upon government to give out tampons anyway, either for men or women? Shouldn't that be an individual responsibility? So, I mean, that you talk about a monumental waste, and who's paying for these tampons? I'm guessing here that taxpayers foot the bill to put the tampons in the restrooms. Should that not be a responsibility of individual women? We don't need it for men, okay? So if you're a biological woman, you can, you know, pretending to be a man, I guess you can technically go into the women's room, get a tampon, and then go use the men's room. I'm not sure where this is just insanity. This is where we are today in this state, this woke, insane leftists that are ruining this state, ruining our culture. And now, again, just imagine if I'm taking my grandson into the men's room and he says, "What's that, Pop-Pop?" Never mind, grandson. Let's just keep your head forward and don't look around. I want to tell you about our good friends at Audiology Associates, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team. Take a gentle and empathetic approach to your hearing issues, and there can be significant hearing issues. That's why you need to have that benchmark hearing test. Once you can pick an age, 50, 55, whatever it is, but get a benchmark hearing test so you have a baseline so you can measure if there is some significant hearing loss. Of course, they can measure that anyway, but it's nice to have. Or if you're having some experiencing some hearing loss or hearing issues, whether it's earwax or whatever the case may be, check them out. They have over 10 different locations to serve you. Give them a call for your appointment today, 410-944-3100, or you can go online, aaiaudiology.com, and register for your appointment today. That's Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden, call 410-944-3100. Up next, a candidate for sheriff in Carroll County joins us.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680,
WCBN, Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is raising hopes for a breakthrough. It could end the Iran war. That story in a moment. But first, no flights into or out of New York's LaGuardia Airport following a deadly runway crash last night.
Stop, 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 truck one, stop, stop, stop. Stop, truck one, stop.
Audio from liveatc.net. Air traffic controllers trying to halt a fire truck on the runway. An incoming Air Canada regional jet from Montreal had just landed. The plane was taxiing and crashed into the truck, crushing the plane's nose, killing two pilots. 39 people were hurt. LaGuardia closed till further notice. With more than 300 TSA officers quitting their jobs after not being paid, ICE agents are being posted at airports around the country. President Trump's direction, they will assist with security as the DHS shutdown stretches into its sixth week. Clock ticking toward the president's deadline for Iran to reopen the all-important Strait of Hormuz.
On Saturday, the president set a 48-hour deadline for Iran to fully reopen the vital waterway, or the United States would, in his words, obliterate Iran's power plants. In response, Iran warned that the Strait of Hormuz would be completely closed immediately if the U.S. followed through on Donald Trump's threat. A day before the president gave his ultimatum, he said he was considering winding down military operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
But now the president's extending his deadline for 5 days. He cites positive movement in talks with Iran. Mr. Trump says the good and productive conversations, as he describes them, could yield a complete and total resolution of the war. The hopeful assessment has sent stock futures, which had been lower, sharply higher. The Dow futures up 839 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 445. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're nearing retirement, stop what you're doing and listen, because what's unfolding right now could hit your 401k or IRA harder than anything we've seen in years. Military escalation across the Middle East, a tariff war spilling into the courts, the U.S. dollar facing pressure that historically signals one thing, a flight to safety. Smart money has been moving into gold and silver, and it's not slowing down. Call Advantage Gold right now at 800-900-8000 and get your free gold investment kit, plus a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's eye-opening book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty-free through Advantage Gold. The next news cycle won't wait for you. Get into position now. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had a minor accident temporarily in the right lane of the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It was a temporary stoppage there. We very quickly backed us up all the way back towards Moravia Road. The overflow traffic then takes the hit, heads to the Old Harbor Tunnel. They're also now backed up to Moravia Road. The accident has cleared. They pushed the vehicles all the way up to the Key Highway ramp, and they're in the painted out area. But right now, as we stand, 30-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. The other wreck now reported with injuries as you're moving around the area of the Conowingo Dam on that section of Route 1. Wires down Mount Carmel Road at Gunpowder Road in Baltimore County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking some showers rolling through for your Monday morning. Heading to the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but windy conditions and cooler temps. Much colder on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
53 degrees in Pikesville and 54 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Police have arrested a 16-year-old they say is responsible for a string of commercial burglaries that targeted four businesses and involved stolen cars and other property in November 2025, including a break-in at A&B Auto Body in southeast Baltimore. One of the incidents involved a crash into a garage door at the body shop. A man was arrested early Sunday after two state troopers were injured when a Maserati struck a patrol vehicle in PG County, authorities said. Maryland State Police identified the driver as 31-year-old Avery Alexander Bost of Upper Marlboro. He's facing suspected impaired driving and other related traffic charges. And police are investigating a 58-year-old man who was found dead inside a car on Sunday morning on South Stricker Street in Baltimore. According to police, officers responded around 9:30 a.m. on March 22nd after an anonymous caller reported an unresponsive man sitting in a Ford Taurus in the 300 block. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 973. The pick 4, 0909. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhold Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them anytime of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At the 805 Sports, brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. With some late spring injuries have complicated the Orioles' opening day roster situation. Among them, right knee discomfort for Dylan Beavers and a hamstring for Heston Kerstad. He'll get an MRI today. But the bigger news is that of relief pitcher Keegan Aiken, as President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias explains.
My understanding is he was warming up for the game and had some type of slip or misstep and had some adductor discomfort. So obviously, I mean, that was only an hour or two ago. And,
Now that was Saturday before the Birds broke camp. Should hear more about that today. Meanwhile, Zach Eflin on the other side looks ready to go. Therefore, the demotion of Dean Kramer to the minors, manager Albernez on the progress of the big 6'6 right-hander has made during spring.
He's checked every box. Last night was a big box for him. He threw the ball. Threw the ball really well, understatement. But the thing for me was the first three innings, each inning ended on a PFP play where you had to cover first.
Now, PFP meaning pitcher performance or pitcher fielding performance, meaning he had to cover first base on a hit to first base. Eflin threw 5 1/3 of one-hit ball at the Yanks on Friday night, no walks and 7 strikeouts. And finally, fear not. After months of anticipation, we will indeed have a 2026 WNBA season. After the league and the WNBA Players Association agreed to and signed a new landmark CBA. Moving forward, players will be paid more, a lot more than ever before. This season's lowest paid player will earn more than the 2025's highest paid player. Thank God for that TV money. Coming up in 30 minutes, fear not, Wizards fans, it can be done. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And welcome back to Casey and Company. Coming up in this segment on a Newsmaker Hotline, a candidate running for Carroll County Sheriff joins us on the hotline. Jay Landsman Jr. is with us. Jay, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir. I appreciate you having me.
It is our pleasure. We say junior because senior was a big deal. Inspiration for The Wire, and they say on Law and Order, and so on and so forth. So, we have to give a shout out to Dad, that's for sure.
No, I absolutely. Usually I spend, the first 15 minutes of a phone call with, the other person on the line thinking they're talking to Dad, and, I have to politely interrupt them and let them know that, that wasn't my story, although it was really cool. I can't take credit for that, I had the honor of being able to spend a lot of my career working with my dad. So, he deserves a shout out.
Yeah, and I think the reason why I bring it up is the history of family in law enforcement, and that goes to your grandfather's as well. So, you were a police officer in several jurisdictions, and now, of course, you have thrown your hat in to the ring for Carroll County Sheriff. Why are you running?
Yeah, so like you said, for 30 years I've worked in law enforcement. 26 and a half years I've spent the bulk of my career in the Baltimore County Police Department, going from teenage cadet up the ranks when I retired as colonel of operations, working in patrol, investigations, specialized assignments. And like you said, I have had some experience in other jurisdictions. After I retired in 2021, I took a job as a civilian with the Westminster Police Department. Not a sworn police job. Had a chance to work on, grants and policy review and things like that. We did get a $100,000 downtown improvement grant approved for the downtown area of Westminster. But you quickly realize when you leave sworn policing, even though, it's nice to have some normalcy for the family, you know, they realized this just wasn't going to be the thing that I did for 10, 15 years. And I told the chief, I said, look, there's folks here that can do this job. I got to go back and do, you know, uniform policing. And I joined Towson University Police Department in the fall of 2022 and served as their patrol commander and deputy chief of police. And because of, you know, needs there, I was also conducting investigations and writing search warrants, things that I hadn't done in 15 years. Now you're coming back full circle from being kind of in that top, you know, command position in a large organization, doing some of the same stuff for a small one, but doing the job of where the rubber meets the road. And I think that's an important perspective to have when you go into this top leadership position. But for me, the pull to jump into this was, you know, my belief that accountability in government is important. And, you know, had a good gig there at Towson University, but, you know, Republicans are typically the, you know, the party of term limits and trying to keep, you know, checks on government power and everything. And, you know, over time, politics creeps into an organization. And I think there were some indicators there, you know, maybe with the big pay raise that's due to the sheriff in the fourth term, which, you know, look, the salary is set by law. I respect that. There's a process. But for me personally, it's more than I'm comfortable keeping. And that's why I've chosen, if elected, to donate $100,000 a year each year of my term to qualified nonprofits that support public safety, youth outreach, victim services. And that's not about changing the law. It's about my values, about servant leadership, giving back. And that's the example that I want to set.
All right, hold that thought for a minute, Jay, because I do want to follow up on that. We have a brief pause for traffic update. At 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Here's the latest with Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a wreck on the JFX northbound as you're coming up between the city-county line and Ruxton Road. It's kind of in the median. State police are there, but they're looking at it. So if you're north of the bridge at Old Pimlico Road and you're coming up from the city-county line towards Ruxton Road, that's the reason for the brake lights, and you might just want to stay to the center and the right-hand side. Apparently a big wreck, possibly a pedestrian involved, Conowingo Road at the Conowingo Dam, and the report is some of the lanes are still blocked through there on that section of Route 1. We had problems earlier at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Had a very minor accident in the right tunnel for about 10 minutes. Backed us up all the way back to Moravia Road. 895 is also backed up to Moravia Road. Currently now we're looking at 30-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Scattered showers possible this morning and early this afternoon. Then it's going to bring in some windy and colder conditions, and the sun should reappear a little bit later on. But things, temperatures are going to be a little bit cooler than they were yesterday. Right now, 57 and cloudy in the city, and it is 48 in Ocean City. Jay Landsman, he's running for Carroll County Sheriff, and he's on our newsmaker hotline. So you mentioned the $100,000. What is the salary of the Carroll County Sheriff, Jay?
40. I think it goes to 191 this year, and then 210 to 212 in 2027. And look, as a retired police commander who draws a pension, so does the sheriff. I just, you know, over time, you know, your priorities and focus, certainly as a grandfather now, you know, that's not, I'm not chasing that number, and I do believe that servant leadership model, giving back. Now, that salary's set in law, so the next sheriff, you know, if it's somebody internally works their way up the ranks and wants to avail themselves of the full salary, they're not a retired commander from somewhere, you know, there's no judgment there. This is just my
right
personal belief, and you know, I want the opportunity to execute servant leadership.
Is it just the salary increase, or do you have issues with Sheriff DeWeese's overall performance?
Well, look, I'm not here to disparage anybody's service to the county, but over time, you know, 12 years, you know, that's longer than most tenures of, you know, police chiefs. And, you know, if you have the same person at the head of the table for 12 years or 16 years, or in some cases in this state, sheriffs, you know, 20 years, eventually ideas stop being brought up, you know, and it's good to open the window, let some air in, you know, an indicator that maybe now's the time. And like I said, you know, sometimes politics starts to creep in to the office. One indicator is endorsing political candidates, running on a slate. I believe that, you know, while it's legal under Maryland law, I believe that the sheriff's office and the state's attorney's office wield significant authority, and it's important for them to remain independent. You know, just like the credits, opening credits to Law and Order, the TV show, in the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate but equally important groups, the police and the prosecutors. There's never any line in there about, well, we run on a slate and we raise money together and all that good stuff. It's all legal, but the offices don't need to be intertwined politically. They are naturally close because they have a mutual goal of delivering results for crime victims. And I've made this position known to both state's attorney's candidates, too, and they're both experienced attorneys, and I will work with whoever is running that office to go after criminals, build cases, and deliver results for crime victims.
What are your thoughts on cooperating with ICE? Currently, Carroll County uses the 287G light model. We know that has now been banned by the governor and the legislature, formal agreement anyway, and Sheriff DeWeese has stamped informal over the agreement, jokingly. But would you cooperate with ICE in trying to remove illegal alien criminals off the streets of Carroll County?
Yes, and the jail model is the most reasonable model to do that with. So I think the legislature banned 287G agreements because they incorrectly attached that to the street level stuff that was controversial across the country, when in reality that was what everybody wants to see. If you arrest somebody for a warrant or some local charge and were brought into a detention center, their fingerprints are run, come back, they're wanted by ICE. Okay, well, they were in our country and they committed crimes. These are the folks that ICE needs to deal with. So it was the safest and most controlled way to do that. You want to do that within the safety of a detention center. And we're not going out as local law enforcement and finding them for those violations. We're finding them for violation of Maryland law, bringing them in here. Okay, well, you're in here, you're in the country illegally. Now you've dealt with these local charges. Now you have to deal with ICE.
We're running short on time. I do have one more question I wanted to ask you, and that is on the over the last several years, we've seen the juvenile justice pieces of legislature that have made it more and more difficult for law enforcement to deal with juvenile delinquents and criminals. The latest is the Youth Charging Reform Act. Which would automatically, and it's more maybe a prosecutorial thing, but I know sheriffs are speaking out against this bill. What are your thoughts on the Youth Charging Reform Act?
You just had a story about a burglary trend with a 16-year-old, and it'd be interesting to see if that kid goes to adult court. It should, but the juvenile crime in this state, and proposing that we raise the age for automatic waivers and reduce the number of crimes that you can automatically waive, that's a problem, and juvenile crime represents, you know, the next bubble of violent crime in this region. And we need to start thinking about a system that maintains accountability and holds juvenile offenders accountable and puts them on a productive path to end this cycle of dysfunction that really, by the time they age into the adult system under the current way of doing things, by the time they reach the adult system, they're well on their way to being sociopaths, if they aren't already.
So our listeners want more information or how to volunteer, how to donate, where do they go?
So landsmanforsheriff.com. We have the Landsman for Sheriff Facebook page, so shoot us a message. Follow us on Facebook. And if you see me around, please say hey. And we have yard signs and 4x8s, if anybody's interested, but please reach out if you want more information.
Very good, Jay. Best of luck to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Our pleasure. That's Jay Landsman Jr., folks, running for Carroll County Sheriff. It's 8:21, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
WCBM Baltimore.
Laurie and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, Harmony Park has a more supportive staffing model than other memory cares. Can you tell us what that looks like?
Absolutely. So when Lorian first started out with making a memory care program, we wanted to think about how we could be different from other places and much more supportive to our residents. So Lorian's history is in a skilled nursing. So skilled nursing always comes with very robust staffing. So for our memory care program, we wanted to have a very similar model. So we have what's called a skilled nursing staffing model for our memory care. When we built it, we started out with having a programming director who is only focused on the activities in our memory care. We also have a clinical director who is only focused on the clinical side of our memory care. A lot of places will just have one person overseeing the whole thing, but we thought it was enough for two. We also have multiple staff members who are just focused on care, and they report to our clinical director. And we also have an extremely robust staff for our activities programming. So that comes with multiple people working day shift, and we keep going with our staffing for activities until 8 p.m., which is also very unique. We also have a program that we do with the Howard County High Schools for students who are training to be CNAs. So they come into our memory care specifically and do activities with our residents on top of the activity staff.
What is the ratio?
So the ratio, honestly, would probably be about 1 to 5.
Wow.
Because of the amount of people that we have in our memory care program at all times.
That is an incredible number. And if you need more information on Harmony Park at Lorian Harmony Hall, then all you need to do is log on to LorianAssistedLiving.com. That's LorianAssistedLiving.com. Once again, LorianAssistedLiving.com.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so both the tunnels still hurting from an earlier problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. In the backup on 95 before you get to Eastern Avenue, a couple of vehicles are involved on the right shoulder, so they're kind of looking at that as well. So we're still 25-minute delays at least, both 95 and 895 southbound. JFX northbound, the wreck was crowding the left-hand lane just before you get to Ruxton Road. Looking at the camera here, this is just above the city-county line. Pretty solid there. So if you're coming up from Northern Parkway and you're working your way out to Ruxton Road, when you get just to the top of the hill before Ruxton Road, you'll stay to the center and the right just to make sure you get by. That accident with injury still affecting Route 1 on both sides of the Conowingo Dam. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're still looking at maybe a chance of scattered shower here this morning. Possible early on, all through the early afternoon hours and moving out, bringing wind and cooler temperatures. And maybe some sunshine later on this afternoon. Tonight, even cooler as things settle down a bit. And right now, cloudy. 55 in Middle River, 56 in Glen Burnie. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore time to mark America's 250th birthday celebration. And it's brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is right now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 to make that dream a reality. It was on this date, March 23rd, 1775, one of the most important speeches in American history was given by one of our founding fathers. We'll get to that in just a second, but I want to set this up a little bit for you. That the first major American opposition to British policy came in 1765 after Parliament passed the Stamp Act. That was a taxation measure to raise revenues for a standing British army in America. Under the banner of no taxation without representation, colonists convened the Stamp Act Congress in October of 1765 to vocalize their opposition to the tax. With its enactment, November 1, 1765, most colonists called for a boycott of British goods, and some organized attacks on the custom houses and the homes of the tax collectors. After months and months of protest, Parliament voted to repeal the Stamp Act in March of 1766. Now, most colonists quietly accepted British rule until Parliament's enactment of the Tea Act in 1773, which granted the East India Company a monopoly on the American tea trade. Views it as another example of taxation without representation. Militant patrons in Massachusetts then organized, which you will be familiar with, the Boston Tea Party, which saw British tea valued at some £10,000 dumped into the harbor at Boston. Parliament, the British Parliament, outraged by the Boston Tea Party, another blatant destruction of British property, enacted what was known as the Coercive Acts, or as they were called, the Intolerables, in the following year. The Coercive Acts closed Boston to merchant shipping. They established formal British military rule in Massachusetts, made British officials immune to criminal prosecution in America, and required colonists to quarter British troops. The colonists subsequently called the First Continental Congress to consider a united American resistance to the British. Then in March 23rd, 1775, during a speech before the Second Virginia Convention, Patrick Henry responded to the increasingly oppressive British rule over the American colonies by declaring, quote, "I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Less than 1 month later, the shot heard round the world. So whether or not it was a direct causal effect or not, but it was important to note that the "give me liberty or give me death" speech may have been the catalyst, the spark that lit the fire of American Revolution. And that, of course, is our America 250 celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
It is 8:30. Time once again for news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that the Baltimore City Department of Transportation announced downtown road closures today through Friday, March 27th. On opening day for the Orioles, there will be several traffic and parking modifications in effect as they take on the Minnesota Twins on Thursday, March 26th, starting at 3:05. One of the teenagers charged with murdering a man found in a Columbia parking lot has been sentenced to life in prison, with all but 45 years suspended. In November, the now 19-year-old Tracy Parker pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in the October 2024 death of Kendrick McClellan, whose body was found in a car near Howard High School. According to the investigation, Parker and a younger co-defendant shot and killed McClellan in Ellicott City, then took his body to the parking lot on Center Park Drive. Parker's co-defendant is now 15, but was charged as an adult. He pleaded guilty in November, and he's scheduled to be sentenced on Thursday. April McLean Delaney has joined Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks in asking the Trump administration to answer questions about the NIAID lab at Fort Detrick. The lawmakers want the administration to address concerns about the future of the lab, which is the nation's first line of defense for biodefense
defense and preparedness research. Their letter follows earlier correspondence to HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the National Institutes of Health regarding the safety stand down at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Integrated Research Facility. The lawmakers say they have serious concerns about the impact the changes will have on our nation's readiness to address emerging infectious diseases and biological threats. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident on the JFX is northbound. They pushed it up into the turnaround area not far from Ruxton Road. So it's loosened up a little bit now. They're safely into the median area, so they've reopened that left-hand lane. And the backup is easing now for the traffic coming up from the city-county line. Still some slowing, of course, on the Beltway. Still hurting from some earlier problems this morning southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, which still backs us up also on 895. And then there was a minor wreck on 95 south before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Wires down affecting Mount Carmel Road at Gunpowder Road. And there's a serious accident still there affecting both sides of the Conowingo Dam on Route 1, affected both in Cecil County and on the Harford County side. So plan accordingly there. Detours underway, forcing traffic, of course, either on 222, but eventually you end up on 95 to go around that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking some showers rolling through for your Monday morning. Heading to the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but windy conditions and cooler temps. Much colder on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Final exhibition game for the O's today as they travel the Beltway to D.C. They'll take on the Nats at 105. Shane Boz will spin it for Baltimore one day after Kyle Bradish tuned up for the season.
Strike three with a high running two-seamer to James Wood. 97 for Bradish, who starts off this exhibition game in midseason form.
Indeed he did. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. 5 1/3 shutout for the hard-throwing right-hander. 4 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. The Birds belt 3 home runs en route to an 8-1 win over the Nats. A sidebar here, MLB.com ranking the top 10 lineups in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers are first, Yankees 2, Blue Jays are 4, and the Orioles are 7. College basketball fans turning their attention now to the Sweet 16. Mostly chalk, as 7 of the top 8 seeds all advanced. The lone exception, however, were the Florida Gators.
And here we go. 8.9 to play. Sturts with the catch. Sturts, bounce pass to the corner. Fulgaris for 3.
Yeah! Oh! Florida's got no timeouts.
Iowa takes the lead by 1.
Tom McCarthy with the call on CBS. Alvaro Fulgaris with the corner 3, sending 9th seed Iowa over number 1 Florida, 73-72, and on to the Sweet 16. It's the Hawkeyes' first appearance in the round of 16 in 27 years. Meanwhile, former Terps, listen to this, head coach Kevin Willard, now Villanova's problem, with an in-game comment that has gone viral.
I'm going to fire my staff because we've...
Not now.
Yeah, I am, because we've given up 8 points on underneath out of bounds defense, so the only thing I'm going to do is fire fire them and get a new staff.
Willard made the comment on CBS during Villanova's round one loss to Utah State. A couple of pro hoops notes for you. First, yes, Wizards fans, it can be done. The worst team in the Eastern Conference 2 years ago, the Pistons, have become the first team to clinch a playoff spot this season. The OKC Thunder didn't visit the White House to celebrate their NBA championship because of a quote-unquote timing issue. OKC was in D.C. to play the Wizards over the weekend. Happy heavenly birthday today to British track legend Roger Bannister, the first to break the four-minute mile barrier. Bannister was born on this day in 1929, and former Oriole Lee, the Big Bopper May, born on this day in 1943, 123 home runs in Baltimore, 354 for his career. And finally, on this day in college basketball history, take you back 1 year ago today, March 23, 2025, and it was Maryland, Colorado State, a buzzer beater by Baltimore's own Derek Queen, elicited this exchange in the postgame between Queen and CBS reporter Andy Katz.
Where does that confidence come from?
I mean, so I think I'm from Baltimore, that's why.
And 72-71 was the final. The time now is 8:37. When we return, how hypocritical can you get?
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Sean, you may lose your mind over this one. So, okay. Are you sitting?
I am.
Yes, you are sitting. Okay, you are sitting very upright.
And some of us said I've already lost my mind, so I don't know if that's a...
Yeah, you have good posture, by the way. Did you know that?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I like the way you sit up in there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, so here's the thing. Major League Baseball, a sponsorship. They have partnered with a company called Polymarket.
Okay.
Have you heard of Polymarket?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's the prediction thing, right? A $300 million deal over 4 years, so $75 million a year. This is the prediction market. You can bet on anything, sports or anything, right? Political outcomes, anything. The league framed this as a way to proactively engage with these growing platforms to protect the integrity of the game. Okay. I have no idea what that means. But this is the same league that has undergone a scandal, the pitchers from Cleveland,
right,
who not only like threw the outcomes of games, but they actually threw the pitches.
Yes.
They pitched certain pitches so that the Polymarket people can take advantage. I mean, how hypocritical can you possibly get when you can't even control your own players to throw a pitch with integrity?
Look,
do a deal with Polymarket.
This is what you get when you let the camel's nose under the tent for Major League Baseball and other sporting events. I noticed that the Orioles just announced a new Pure Wager Pavilion.
Pure Wager Pavilion.
Which is right below under the brand new scoreboard in Oriole Park in Camden Yards.
But what gets me about this is they call it to protect the integrity of the game. They're not doing anything to protect the integrity of the game.
They're protecting
$300 million.
The integrity of their profits. That's what they're protecting. Yeah, that's your absolutely right about that. And that's something that, the genie's out of the bottle. And I don't know if he ever goes back.
Never go back.
That's a good point.
Too much money.
Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, Jazzy Crockett loses it. This is must-hear radio. It's better if you see it, but you got to hear it first. Then you can go online and check it out. That's coming up in just a second. But last hour we told you President Trump said that with the death of Iran, the radical left has now become the most dangerous or threatening enemy in the United States. And this is their ideology as well. And right now, most of that is being practiced in the Democrat Party, sadly. And here's just another case where a man who fatally shot a Loyola University of Chicago student is an illegal alien from Venezuela, released into U.S. by Chairman Joe and his regime. Another innocent young American woman has been murdered by one of Joe Biden's illegal aliens. This was last Thursday. 18-year-old Sheridan Gorman shot and killed near campus in Chicago. The masked gunman approached a group of students walking in a park, opened fire. Gorman was shot in the head and died at the scene. It's confirmed now that Gorman, the man who killed Gorman, the masked gunman, 25-year-old illegal from Venezuela, who entered the United States during the Biden years. This is from Fox News reporter Bill Malusian. DHS confirms the suspect in custody for murdering Sheridan Gorman is a Venezuelan illegal alien who was caught and released at the border by the Biden administration in May of 23. DHS also says he was released from local custody after a shoplifting arrest in the sanctuary city of Chicago, June 19 of 2023. So you have an illegal alien who was let in May of 23. You then have him on a shoplifting arrest in June of 23, the next month. You have an attempt to detain, or should have detained, the illegal alien, and then in the system, and then booted out of the country. Instead, he was allowed to stay in this country, to stay in the state of Illinois, where he would then go on to murder an innocent young woman, Sheridan Gorman. Remember the name. Say her name, as we were often being advised during the George Floyd era. ICE has asked Governor Pritzker and the Chicago sanctuary politicians not to release the criminal illegal alien accused of killing Sheridan. But who knows? It's a no-cash bail situation. And we find out, in addition to Sheridan Gorman, there are other problems as well. A Mexican national without any U.S. identifying documents, it usually means that they are illegal, has now been charged with attempted murder, strangling a woman in Utah, then repeatedly slashing her throat. 30-year-old Jesus Alejandro Ramirez Padilla said he told authorities he had thoughts of killing someone prior to strangling a woman in an alley. He then slashed her throat numerous times. It's happening all over America. These are the intended consequences by the Democrats, the radical left, because they knew who they were letting into this country. Their future voters. Oh, yeah, some would be murderers, some would be terrorists, some would be predators, but as long as they vote, no harm, no foul, right? And last Friday, the House narrowly passed legislation to deport illegal aliens participating in welfare fraud. It was the Deporting Fraudsters Act, passed by a 231 to 186 vote. Nearly every Democrat voted against it, and Republicans united, finally, behind the measure. The radical left, truly indeed, is the enemy of the United States. No doubt. 843. Traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just had a report there may be a minor wreck on 95 southbound near the ramp at 295. And I'm looking in that area. I don't see anything coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel or a little bit further south. So right now I'm going to say it's okay. Not a big deal at this point. So I'll keep an eye on that. Both the tunnels coming in southbound trying to improve. We had a wreck 45 minutes ago in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's long since been cleared and a slow recovery is still underway. Removing traffic. Two lanes south on 895, four lanes on 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. JFX, complete recovery there from the wreck northbound at Ruxton Road. We were backed up to the city-county line. That's gone. The report, and again, there was a report earlier, pedestrian struck. Not sure what the status is. Route 1 is still affected there at the Conowingo Dam. On the Cecil County side at Route 222 and on the northbound side, it looks like that roadway on Route 1 on Conowingo Road is remaining closed, and that will force traffic down to I-95 as the detour route. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday, first part of the work week, and it is going to be scattered showers maybe early this morning. It's extending into this afternoon, chance of some rain, light rain. Then it'll move out of here, bringing in some wind and cooler temperatures. The sun should come out a little bit later on. And tonight, cool, and tomorrow, even cooler than it has been over the last couple of days. Certainly hard to repeat what happened here on Sunday. Just gorgeous. Right now, 58 and cloudy in Severn. It is 48 in Ocean City. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance.
I need some good.
Well, our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. One of the ongoing issues that we're having in our culture, in our society, has to do with the building block called the family unit. And we've seen the divorce rates continue to skyrocket. We've seen children born to unmarried parents. That percentage goes up each and every year. And because our fertility rates aren't what they once were, we're watching the number of people paying into Social Security being able to keep our country going is it used to be when Social Security was first introduced, it was like 4-1, four people paying in for every one person receiving benefits. Now it's like 1.4 to one. So we're dangerous. That's why it is in danger of going bankrupt. But now an initiative between two Christian groups in Texas are aiming to strengthen and restore the institutions in which our society is built, marriage and the family. The two pro-family nonprofit ministry known as the Communio and Texas Baptists, they are now equipping thousands of churches across their state with support couples and equipment and whatever materials they need to help reverse the divorce trends. Right now, in Texas alone, 42% of children in Texas are born to unmarried parents. 54% of children in the state are raised by their married biological parents. That's it. Slightly over half. Can you imagine? In addition, fertility rate in 2024 dropped to an all-time low as more adults delayed marriage and having children of their own. And now, Christian groups have begun to recognize this. They're launching initiatives first in Texas, but then all across the country. In fact, in 2024, the Alliance Defending Freedom's Neil Hardin explained how marriage and family are God's design and the basic building blocks of human society. He wrote, quote, "The degree to which we honor these institutions is directly correlated to the ongoing survival and flourishing of civilization itself." And no truer words were spoken. And I just think it's never too late to start. Let's reinforce and emphasize the building block of our country and of our culture. That is, let's do everything we can to strengthen our families and our marriages so that we at least have a fighting chance. And that is our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, Jasmine Crockett, as you know, she was redistricted out of her seat in the House by Texas. Then she ran for Senate and lost to this absolute whack job, Tellerico, down and to challenge John Cornyn. And that, of course, the latest poll I saw there, Ken Paxton is up by 16 points over Cornyn in Texas. But Jasmine Crockett, over the weekend, took to the airwaves, posting a video. I just have the audio here, but there needs to be an intervention. Jasmine Crockett is losing her mind.
Thing I know, and two things for sure, baby, they always come back. They'll call it out, you know, better things, elevating to way, way. You see what I'm saying? Like, don't come back to me when your girl, whatever she was,
Very painful to watch, but she apparently is having a meltdown. Maybe it's a nervous breakdown. Maybe there's something else going on. Maybe there was some substances involved there. I don't know, but it seems like she's hit the tipping point, and I hope she gets some help. I really do, because these are symptoms. These are outward signs of either mental illness or a near breakdown on the part of the former congresswoman from Texas, Jasmine Crockett. It's 850 Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman. Therefore, you should never need them, and hopefully you never do, but they're there. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury. You do need serious legal representation. I've had so many people tell me that I don't need a lawyer. I can do this on my own. I know how to deal with the insurance companies. I know how to represent myself. And okay, maybe there is that one exception to the rule, but most people botch it. Most people screw it up so badly that they finally realize that they're not going to get a cent from their insurance company or from any other party for that matter. They call Michael. And Michael always says, look, you know, sometimes they fatally damage their claim and or their case. So don't try to do this on your own. It takes years of experience and knowledge of the law to be able to, you know, bring these cases to either full litigation or for them to settle out of court. Just remember the name. Law Office of Michael A. Freeman. They'll take care of everything. 410-363-6848. Toll free 1-800-72-7203 or online at maflaw.com.
AM 680. WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
He's doing a terrible job on the rebuilding of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and has allowed Baltimore to continue to be a crime disaster. What do you say to being called foul mouth?
Yeah.
Ooh, sweet thing.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
All right. One of our listeners says, does Sean report the truth? The reason Social Security is going bankrupt is SSI. The SS disability payments made to people that total more money than they ever put in. That's the true reason Social Security is going bankrupt. Until they fix the disability payments, it will eventually go bankrupt. Tim, I think that's a valid point. It's both. It's both. The fact is you have more takers than makers, and that's my point. My first part of my point were the makers. I mean, we don't have enough people paying into the system. And the second part, to your point, are the takers. These are the people, as I've said, I've seen people before abuse disability. They may not be able to no longer pursue work in the career of their choice, but they could still work. Again, I think we need to revamp all of that. As far as that goes, and that's something that, you know, is something that we need to look at, I think, or go to hard look at. President Trump said he always will protect Social Security, and I think he will try. The problem is you've got Congress. You've got a bunch of people in Congress. They've had this problem, whether it be Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, Social Security and Medicare are not entitlement programs. Medicaid is. So Social Security, Medicare, people pay into those programs over the course of a lifetime. All right, it's 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. We've got election irregularities coming up in just a second. But first, Chuck Whitaker standing by with the latest on traffic and weather on the threes.
Just looking at some of the overhead shots there, Route 1 around the Conowingo Dam. That was a report earlier, about an hour ago now, that a pedestrian was hit on the Harford County side of the dam, and they've closed the roadway down. So really both sides of the road between Harford and Cecil County over the dam on Route 1, it's closed. And I just saw them with the barricades out. So that means everybody locally there is going to have to go down and use I-95 as the detour route. Maybe there for a while with a lengthy investigation underway. Still a lot of slow traffic yet on the Beltway. Not so much with the rain. The rain is pretty much gone, but the roadway conditions are wet. So we're still backed up on the Parkville side through Green Spring to the JFX. And we're still plodding along anywhere from 795 going down through Frederick Road. JFX, continue to watch your speed coming into the city, and you should see some heavier traffic moving a little better, but still some delays moving south into both the Harbor Tunnels, the junction at 95 Russell Street, and 395. All the lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. UCBM.
All right, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Scattered showers still possible here in the early morning hours into early afternoon. And some wind and cooler temperatures will follow in this front. We'll see some sunshine a little bit later on this afternoon. Tuesday is going to be even cooler than today. Right now it's cloudy, 57 in Baltimore and 52 in Stevensville. Kim had a big smile on her face yesterday, I know.
Yes.
Because it was gorgeous. It was beautiful yesterday.
It was beautiful outside.
It was.
It was.
I like the slow, you know, acclimation to summer. I don't like to jump from winter right into summer.
Really? I don't mind.
Yeah, I know. That's you could go right from winter directly into the dog days of August.
Head first. Oh, man. But it was beautiful yesterday. I enjoyed it. Hopefully everybody else did. I did see where Governor Wes Moore enjoyed the weekend, grilling out right after his meet out day. I guess he can't make up his mind.
What was he grilling? Do we know?
Well, I saw it here. He's got his video on social media. Anybody can check it out. He was grilling hamburgers.
Oh. Maybe he wasn't eating them. Maybe he was fixing them for somebody else.
Yes. He just happened to have eight of them on the grill. He had eight of them on that bad boy. Oh, man.
Was that actually on meet out day? Do we know?
No, it was the day after.
Day after. Okay.
Yes, it was Saturday.
So it was meet in day.
Yeah. Yes. So ridiculous. Well, anyways, of course, we got lots to talk about. Lots of delays at the airport across the country. And then, of course, that breaking news out of LaGuardia. Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, said he's headed there. Two pilots confirmed dead, 40 people injured. And they're still waiting to see what will become of some, because apparently many are critically injured.
Right.
So we'll talk about the latest updates there. But, of course, also the TSA agents, lots of them calling out because they're not being funded, thanks to our Democrats. So you've got ICE agents now reporting to the airports. And I saw some video already of the ICE agents in Atlanta. And some people were there are very happy that they're there, hoping that they'll move the lines.
Yeah, hope they move the lines, and especially taking some of those illegal aliens out of the lines.
Yeah. Well, they did make the note. They said they're not supposed to be there to do anything in regards to immigration. But I'm thinking, okay.
Oh, come on.
You're there. Okay. I mean, do your job. You know, it's okay. It's all right. I don't think anybody minds. Of course, we'll talk about that. And then also a lot of local news as well. Baltimore City resident talking about how long it's taken to get permits so he can open up a local, I guess, an eatery in Baltimore City. And he said it's been 3 years now that he's been trying to get this vacant house revitalized. But apparently the city's holding him up. And so we hear about this all the time, Sean.
Yeah.
I don't think they really want people to purchase these row homes, you know, one by one to try to revamp them. I think they want to sell to big corporations, and they want to do an entire overhaul and regentrification.
But what are they going to do in West Baltimore? I mean, I know parts of D.C. it's worked. I was just down in D.C. on Friday night, and you go down New York Avenue, and how that is can change completely versus what it used to be. But do you see that kind of gentrification for West Baltimore?
I can't tell what it is that they're trying to do, but it is obvious to me that they do not want residents to purchase these vacants and redo. I don't know. There's something else going on here. So we'll talk about that.
All right,
so
well, coming up next, Kim Klasick, always entertaining and informative. Right after the 9 o'clock news, a review of 50 to 60 million records uncovers thousands of ineligible registrations, including non-citizens who voted, according to Harmeet Dhillon. 300,000 dead people are still listed on the citizen voter rolls. That's why we need Save America Act. The Supreme Court is set to decide the fate of mail-in ballots. They could end post-election counting nationwide, meaning they could rule the Constitution says election day is on that Tuesday, first Tuesday in November, and that's it. You can't count a single vote after that day, whether it's absentee or whatever, mail-in. So that's going to be a very interesting ruling. And finally, Chris Ray and Chris Krebs lied to the American people for 6 years. They knew that Iranians breached the U.S. election system in 2020. They stole 100,000 identities and then posted a video online of the stolen data being used to create ballots. And they hid this from the American people. There should be a full-scale investigation into that as well. That's why we need the Save America Act, and we need it yesterday. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are there for you right now. Good time. We're talking about the heat, Kim and I. And, you know, those dog days of July and August are going to get here with the heat and humidity even before, maybe in June. So get the folks at Tim Kyle out to check out your air conditioning system. Make sure that the filters change. All the parts are working as they should. You might need a little shot of a refrigerant or whatever to, you know, keep that temperature cool. But get them out now. Make your schedule your appointment for your maintenance visit ASAP, because they do get busy. 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Or you can go online, timkylecompany.com. They're experts at interior, exterior, electrical, wiring, etc., landscaping, as well as HVAC. They've done work on my home and others, and I'm sure they'll bring that same commitment and excellence and service and dedication to your home as well. Check them out, timkylecompany.com. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. And then, until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.